Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
The boy,
We'll be right back.
Mike Cuden.
Yeah. that shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch,
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. C2C, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all fake. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. D2T, Center to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
In ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom, definitely get all the tea and all the facts, and it's never coming to you third party. It's coming to you straight, because we was at the function. We was there. We traveled to get the tea. We didn't call around and ask around for the tea. We was there to give you the tea. So how are you doing? It is a lovely day, honey. It is March 12th, 2012, and I want to just thank everybody that's listening to the show and everybody that's on the phone lines, and to all you girls that keep trying to call in here private, you know we don't accept private callers, so I'm blocking number and call back and be a part of the show. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my cast of co-hosts and hosts and either mostest and all of that for you tonight, honey. I'm going to bring on my girlfriend London, because I see she has press one, and she has hit me up on Facebook, and she said she's ready for tonight. So let me bring on my girlfriend, Miss London.
I come every time you come around my luncheon. London Bridge, wanna go down live. London, wanna go down live.
Mouth, you're in vogue. You're in vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Matty, you're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you. London!
Hello, Kelly. You know, sometimes I just don't want my intro to end.
Yeah, I love your intro. Your intro is really cute. It gives me what I want. How are you doing, my dear?
Lovely. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing lovely.
I'm just sitting up here trying to enjoy my dinner because I got my dinner really late tonight and do the show and everything.
Yeah,
so hold
down,
because I'm going to let you and the iconic father mingle together and do the show while I eat, and then I'll come and talk. Excuse me. Then I'll come and chat with y'all. So hold on. Let me bring up the iconic father, the overall father, Rodney Prodigy.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic overall father, Prodigy.
Rodney.
What's going on? What's going on, Kelly? What's going on, London?
What's going on? Hold on. Let me bring RR off. You, RR, in London can talk about everything that happened and stuff this weekend, and I'll chime in with y'all after I finish eating my food, because I have to eat. I've been asleep all day, honey, from my trip to Chicago. So hold on. Let me bring RR on, too. Hold on. It's the icon pioneer, RR Chanel International.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was fun-filled. I had a blast. It was entertaining. It was a lot going on. It was shade, entertaining, a ball. It was
well,
ball.
You know what I like hearing about when I speak to you about your weekends is your travel. Like, I love to hear about your bus stories and, like, when you travel, because I don't know how you do it. You know, like go ahead.
It's the 7 P's for me. It's the 7 P's. Prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
You better say that.
And I have advised, like, many people when they ask me about that, it's like, well, how can you go to all these balls? How can you travel with that, with all the money and everything that you spend? If I know I'm going to the ball, so everybody know I am, why not, when you see the flyer, make the plans. If it's a ball that you know that it's going to happen. But, sometimes balls do cancel out. Balls do, change their dates and different stuff like that. But if you know that the ball most likely is going to go ahead and go, might as well call Priceline or go online or do something where you can get the ticket for 120 round trip as opposed to waiting to the week of the ball and, paying $500 or trying to pay $500 and knowing that, that's going to hurt you for the next month when I can pay for 4 balls for $500.
There you go.
So that's basically my little secret, Priceline, Hawaii, different people who work for the hotels and different stuff like that, different little hookups, different little trinkets that, get you where you need to be. You don't have to be looking behind you or sleeping with your clothes on, thinking somebody's going to knock on the door to tell you to get out or anything like that.
I know that's right.
Paper.
I know that's right.
But I'm telling you, were there any other balls this weekend besides the Midwest?
Well, she just said she was going to
go.
Yeah. I don't know. Was there any other balls besides the Midwest? If there was any other balls out there that anybody didn't know about, well, we didn't know about, please feel free to definitely press 1. Because you know me and Rodney is definitely going to make it hot after I finish sucking these chicken wings and french fries down in the sweet tea from Kelly Rosa.
Okay, well, Kelly, go back and finish eating. I'll take it from you. I'm going to start off with Friday night. I was going to do the Midwest Ball, RR. It was on Friday night. It was something Saturday, and it was something Sunday. They definitely gave you a weekend of, you know, things to do. We're going to start with the pre-VIP party on Friday. Tone, Ayana, and Tayana, they were your hosts and hostesses. I'm going to call it VIP plus other people party. It was definitely some VIPs in there, but it definitely was some other people in there, plus ones, I guess you want to call those people. But the drinks were definitely flowing. Nice little hors d'oeuvres that they had, you know, some food for us to eat, everything like that. And that was really nice. And then once we got in, Tone gave all the people, well, not all the people, but, you know, the people their little bands for the evening, little neck piece things for the weekend, for, you know, half price admission to certain things, to your admission to the ball, it was really a nice little welcoming, like a really, you know what I'm saying, like they really was going out to make sure that we were, you know what I'm saying, taken care of and then show the appreciation for us coming into their city. You know what I'm saying?
That was nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. We definitely sat there. I definitely, you know, free cocktails, so you know I was in heaven for a few hours.
Did they have your favorite drink there?
It wasn't my favorite. My favorite one would have cost me a little bit, but I was feeling free-spirited, so I dealt with it accordingly. I drank some Absolut and, you know, a little bit of stuff like that, so they didn't have what I wanted, but, you know what I'm saying, so I wanted to wait. But I got it when I went to the club. We went to the club afterwards, and we got a discount admission with the pass from the party. So, you know, it was legit. You know, so we went to the party after that club circuit. You know, so they was in, you know, so in association with the awards ball committee. So they, you know, they took care of us there. We went and had a good time. And then on Saturday, just hung out with my Prodigy fam, everybody. You know, saying we went to eat together and stuff like that, and had our meeting and prepared for the weekend. You know, saying prepared for the ball and different stuff like that. And then, you know, it was the ball. It's been a lot of controversy with certain things at the ball, so we're definitely going to touch on all of those tonight. We got the people, of course, you know, with any awards ball, you always have discrepancies or who they think should have won as far as the other years. Ish, we got that on the table. We also got the grand prize, Femme Queen Face versus Drags versus Big Girl. The issue with that, it was involving one of your house members as well, so I know you want to touch upon that.
One of my house members?
Say it again?
One of my house members?
Yes, he was a Chanel, and there was a little discrepancy with that. But we'll touch on that. Kelly will probably get in-depth with that category.
Okay.
We also had the... the one I made a comment on was people judging the ball and me just looking at them, watching only one person. I learned that from you and Tony and Andre, judging appropriately, whether you already know who you're going to pick or whether you know who you're not going to pick. As a judge, you are still put up there to look at both people. You know what I'm saying? Whether you
all
know
all contestants deserve to have your visual performance.
Right. So yeah. I actually called the judge out on it, and they felt a little, some kind of way about it. But I did express my dislike for that, and I did call them out on it because they brought it to the promoter's attention, which I would do it again. I have no problem with doing that to anybody.
That's why you're an icon.
So, you know, and then the second half panel – I always said when you're having a ball, any kind of ball, when you're at a democratic location, you try to make sure that they're strategically placed. You have a few people from each region or a few people that have their houses there to compete. You want to make sure that they're complimented with the judge or a reputable judge, per se, that can, you know what I'm saying?
It sounds like it was a shady judges panel, the way you keep going in on the judges.
No, it was the second half panel. The second half panel, it was nine of us. It was four judges from the same region. Four judges from Atlanta.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was
okay, mother's back.
So it was kind of like, you know, a little different for me just to see, you know, just to see that at a ball, because my thing is it wasn't going to be like that originally, but when you're on a guest list or when you're on a judges list and the promoters ask you to be there at a certain time or something, you should at least respect them enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, well, my judges there at 11:00, 11:30, you should be there or you should forfeit your judging rights. So they come to the ball all late and stuff. So the judge that was serving for the first half who makes it a mix, because the people that are promoting the ball still want to honor them because they asked them to judge, they went on ahead and just threw everybody up there for the second half, and that kind of made for a bad vibe. So I don't blame the promoter for that. I blame the judges for just coming in at whatever time they want to come in. No, they're going to get in anyway for free. And you know, saying after they were slated to judge or certain part of the business come in, I figured you shouldn't judge at all.
Wow.
That's just my take on it.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, what was your take?
I didn't pay attention to the second half because I left after the third category in the second half after my son walked. I left after that and went back to the hotel because I was over it. I was drained, and I was just over it. I had to go back to the hotel and just relax. I left to go to the after party. It was done. I was done. I couldn't take it no more. It was just too much. It was just too much that was going on.
Well, I heard that the female figure, which I'm still not understanding why they're still doing that, but was a kind of controversy going on in that category?
It was. My recap. I'm gonna give y'all my recap real quick. Okay. Okay. This is my recap of the whole ball. Was when I got there, they was doing LSS. It was definitely a lot of girls was definitely in the building. Could definitely give a big shout out to Tone, Tayana, and Ayana for definitely having a fabulous function, definitely having a cute crowd, definitely a crowd. They definitely have a crowd every year for their function, so definitely big shout-out to that. They was doing LSS. It was actually really, LSS, well, from what I seen when I came in, it wasn't, you know, a big, you know, take to the LSS. It was very dry. Then the start of the ball, I definitely gotta give a big shout out. You know, the judges was called. Definitely gotta give a big shout out to the father of my house, Raven Couture, for definitely having a fabulous production and definitely opening up the ball. That's the way you definitely open up a ball. Big shout out to him for doing that. What else? Oh, let me see. Well, let's just get to the motherfucking nitty gritty, honey. Because everything else, and I'm gonna tell y'all, and I forgot to do it. I forgot to do my recap. I had to leave the ball, so I didn't get to do my recap with ballroom throwbacks. But everything else that I seen at the ball before I left gave me the song blah 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 blah. That's what it gave me. Okay, and it's no shame. But let's get to the controversy that happened at the ball, okay? And if Ayana, if you're out there listening, please feel free to definitely press 1. I hope you're out there listening, or Tayana or Tona, anybody. But we have to say Ayana because they said she wrote the category. The category stated it was Fem Queens versus the Drags versus the big girls, okay? When you have a category up there, you have to be very specific on what you mean when you say big girls, okay? When you say big girls, that means big girls, drag queens, femme queen, woman, whatever. If you are big and it says big girl, that is what it means. It was shade, in my opinion, that they chopped that girl from the House of Chanel after the fact of the judges giving her tens. It said big girls. It did not specify big girls, femme queen. When you want big girl, femme queen, you have to specify big girl, femme queen. It just said big girl. She should have been allowed to walk. Then they said Marcus Garcon was the one that brought it to everybody's attention about this situation. And because I think they wanted Mother Tiffany and Skylar to walk. First of all, Mother Tiffany couldn't have walked anyway, so there was no reason for anyone had to be calling the promoters for Mother Tiffany to walk, because Mother Tiffany is not a big girl. And so she could have had to walk anyway. So there was no reason for Marcus to even have an opinion on Mother Tiffany even walking. And my opinion on the situation, Marcus, if you want to still be an escada, then you need to go and you need to be an escada. But you are Garcon right now, so you shouldn't have no opinion on that situation because you are no longer an escada. Escada should have brought that up if they felt some type of way, Marcus. It's no shade to my girlfriend, and I love you down. But sit down. You had your house member that was walking. Overall godmother Stasha was walking. You should have been cheering for Stasha instead of worrying about the Chanel child walking. Just my opinion, okay? My second opinion, my second take on that category, and I want to know from all the callers and all my listeners and Rodney, London, I want to know from y'all. Stasha walked the category, and from my knowledge, Stasha was flown in to Chicago to do the opening drag show and everything. It was paid to do the opening drag show at the ball. So if Stasha was flown in and she was also paid to do the opening drag show, why was Stasha allowed to walk that category? That means Stasha was just like Kool-Aid and the other commentator that was on the microphone that night also. She was paid help. So why was she allowed to walk the category? I don't understand that. Well, maybe somebody from that team can call in here and tell us exactly why was she allowed to walk the category when she was paid help along with everything else. So if that case, then we might as well just start letting Kool-Aid walk categories, you know, while she's on the microphone and she's getting paid to come out there and walk categories also if it's for a lot of money and in the categories in her genre. That's just my opinion on the situation. My second opinion on the situation, and I didn't want anybody to take it as shade or anybody to feel any type of way, but that face category was giving me blah, 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 blah. It was giving me a Vogue category, Miss Thing. You know how the girls come out there, Miss Thing, and they give you half of the performance, like they give you the performance, but then the effect is not given for the $1,000, so you chop them because it's not the whole package. The girls wasn't given the whole package, but I didn't want anybody to think that it was shade that I would have chopped Shanice or chopped Stasha for coming out there because my sister was walking the category also. So that's the only reason I didn't chop them. But my honest opinion on the category, those girls, yes, they did have the mug, but the whole effect was not given $1,000. But those ladies being legends and everything, you chop them and the girls want to read and say you being shady and everything. So my opinion was, Shanice, her face, yes, it definitely was sitting, Miss Thing. You cannot take that from Shanice. Her face was definitely sitting. But that tutu and that bustier top was not giving me $6,000. It wasn't giving me Ice Princess. Her hair was slicked down and it was frizzing up in the back. That wasn't giving $1,000. But I didn't chop her because she's a legend and I didn't want anybody to think it was shade. Now we go over to Starsha. Miss Starsha, I have seen you look much better many times. I don't want anybody to take it as shade, Miss Thing. But that dress Miss Starsha had on, she could not even fit the dress. The dress was busting out on the sidelines. And she had safety pins holding the dress together. That's not a $1,000 aspect of a look, and it wasn't really giving Ice Princess, but the girls are who they are, Miss Thing. So, you know, you give them tens, but everybody's not looking at everything. And, you know, and then if I would have chopped it, it was like, oh, she's being shady because Mother Tati Couture is walking. And I definitely got to give it up to Mother Tati Couture, Miss Thing. She definitely did come out there, Miss Thing. And definitely from the motherfucking look to the motherfucking face, it was definitely giving $1,000. And when she opened up those motherfucking wings, the girls in the ballroom stood up like if those wings was, bitch, come, I have motherfucking arrived. So that's just my opinion on the situation. I think that was the highlight of the ball night for me. That's my opinion.
Let me say this. Everything you said pretty much is what I've been getting from some of my informants, but I did take a look at the pictures, and Mother Couture, her effect and her face was sitting. My only critique with her was her hair. I really didn't care for her hair with the effect that she had because I thought she could have swooped it up and did something more with it or had a better headpiece. That's the
only
thing. Yeah, it could
have been like snatched or something, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about that. So to be quite truthful, she was a 9.5/10. That's what I'll give her only because of the hair, but the face and the costume and the whole effect she sits, but that hair, it wasn't doing it for me.
London, your take on the ball?
So basically, I heard everything that you stated and that Rodney stated. I pretty much think that, you know, I heard that Sasha came out with pins and needles. Her dress had pins and needles in it. And I heard that Tati really didn't sell it like that. That's why she didn't win.
Okay.
And then you know what also you have to understand? Some girls have ballroom appearance for what works for the ballroom. Then there are those girls who have that everyday, natural, everyday walk-the-streets beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? And the ballroom has an everyday, natural, realness, woman's beauty. But then you have to also say that when you're walking for that kind of money, you're walking a ball. And the ballroom kids, they see ballroom. They don't see everyday beauty when you're going for that, if you can understand what I'm saying. You know? So,
yeah, I definitely do understand, and definitely where you're definitely going with it, and where you're definitely going with it. I definitely do understand that.
Because she is definitely a beauty. You cannot take that away from her. And if they were doing it back the way it used to be, and they were judging them on their beauty, hands down, not because she's Mother Couture, but she sits. Stasha sits too, and you got to also know Stasha's a pageant girl. You know, if she would have treated this category as if it was a $10,000 pageant, she probably would have brought it a lot stronger. But she's been walking these $1,000 categories so much to her. It's like a $500 category. Now, why am I going to put all that effort in? They may not have it. They might have it. But then, like you said, Kelly, she was already booked. So I guess she said, well, you know what? I'll throw a gown in the bag. If I feel like walking, I'll walk, child. It'll be all right.
And, you know, to be a little blunt about the situation, you know, Shanice, she barely has ballroom face anymore. And Stasha, she's getting pretty wrinkly. So, you know?
You are keep You are a fucking kinky. Hold on. We have some callers. Let's see what these callers have to say. London, you are the best, honey. 773-386. You're live on the air.
Yeah. Can you tell Seven not to wear that same outfit anymore? I'm getting sick of it.
Oh. Where did you see her in that outfit?
Everywhere. That green militant shit, it's through.
Is that all you have to say, Carla? Okay, I'll put you back on hold, I guess. All right, 267-902, your live on the air.
Hello, Callie?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, RR. Hi, London. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
This is Nicole from Philadelphia. I'm on the phone with my sister, me, Ambie.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi,
Ambie.
Hey.
Hey, me, Ambie.
Hey.
What's going on?
Well, there's an issue going on, and we know that you can address it. So this is why I'm calling in on three-way with my best friend for over 18 years, which I consider my sister, the Ambie. You know, Yolanda has a really serious mental issue. And, Kelly, I know that you can get to the creme of la creme of this. And I know that you can get this lady on the phone and see what the problem is, why she keeps trying to attack my sister. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wait, is she verbally attacking her or physically?
No, it would never be physically, honey, as long as I have breath in my body. Okay.
Well, if somebody's out there and y'all have Yolanda's number, please definitely feel free to definitely send me Yolanda's number on Facebook, and I will definitely text her or call her and ask her, can we call her and bring her on the line so we can definitely get to the bottom of this?
Right, because did you see the picture and the clips from Vogue Night?
I definitely did see the clips of Niambi and Yolanda. And
right.
I'm definitely going to give y'all my opinion of the situation.
Okay.
I love my sister Niambi down, but I did not see her or Yolanda performance that night. The last of the Niambi Vogue down at that Philly Awards. Niambi Vogue down at that Philly Awards ball. Niambi Vogue 2 weeks ago, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, with Laomi. And Laomi brought out the ONB. Those girls in Philadelphia brought out the ONB. That performance that they did last Tuesday was giving me Virgin Vogue. It's no shade. I did not see it. But Niambi,
you know
she
what
broke.
It is, Kelly? But
you know Vogue
is
the name.
But
Harnia Lanza, it was just like, they were just like giving whatever. But the other girls, those girls
no,
in Philly.
No, because Yolanda keeps touching
brought
her.
Out the Niambi from the motherfucking YWCA on Broad Street. Those
Thank
girls
you.
From Philadelphia and Laomi did. But how Yolanda was giving very blah, 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 blah.
But how can you blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the battle with her and Yolanda was giving, you know, gets to the point, you know.
Okay,
right.
in my defense, I mean, that night I was kind of feeling my look. In addition to that, I mean, I really wasn't there for that. I really wasn't concerned with her and battling with her, you know, at Vogue nights or whatever. You know, in Philly, you know, it was $1,200. Okay, yeah. But Laomi is, I love battling Laomi at Vogue nights because she is a voguer. She doesn't come over and try to constantly touch me and attack me. She does her thing on her side, and I did my thing on my side. That's why it was a wonderful battle to look at. You know what I mean? With Yolanda, she's constantly in my space and in my area. And then outside of ballroom, you know, she continuously tries me, and she's not going to keep on disrespecting me, period.
So you know what you do next time you guys battle? Just take it out on the battle.
Hello, is this Yolanda?
Take it where?
Take it out on the battle floor.
And what?
Yeah, that's all I try to do. She takes it outside the ballroom. That's what I have a problem with.
Right. If you go on Ballroom Throwbacks, there's two clips. And the first clip, she's on there saying she's going to get a gun and shoot me and B. And, I mean, all kinds of stupid things. I mean, she don't even know how to spell. I mean, really, if you want to get
okay,
down.
Okay, how are ladies? I have permission. I just got off the phone with Yolanda. I have permission to call her cell phone. You know, I have to get permission before we can call the girl's number with Blog Talk because, you know, for legal standpoints. So I have Yolanda's
Kelly.
Number.
And you know what, Kelly? I knew that you would do this. So thank you very much.
And I'm dialing her number right now to bring her on.
Hello.
Yolanda, you are live. This is the legendary Yolanda Mother Jordan. You are live on Blog Talk Radio with the legendary Niambi Prodigy. She would like to talk with you. Ladies, there you go.
Hello. Hello. Yes, hello.
Yes, honey. Hello.
You know, it's just so much going on. I don't understand these people these days.
What people?
And this is Yolanda. I'm speaking to you, Niambi. That is just, you know, we've been doing this for so long, like I would constantly want to say, we've been doing this for a while. And this is the first time, like I would say, that you got on my back. Like, explain to me, what was your reason for getting on my back? Because I didn't touch you.
Yes, you did, honey. You went in her face. Excuse me. Let me talk. You went in her face.
Who is this? Who is
this?
This
is her best friend, Nikki, that's been watching you.
Hold on, Nikki. You asked for Yolanda. Yolanda and Niambi speak like ladies and take care of it.
Okay, and I want to speak too, Callie. That's why I called you on my phone. 267902.
Wait, is Nikki supposed to be Joey Fourfingers?
What happened?
Wait, Nikki, are you Joey Fourfingers?
Listen, calm that down, London, for a minute, okay? We're trying to get to the root of the situation here.
Hello?
Who is Nikki? Who is Nikki? Who is that?
Oh, God, Yolanda. Who is Yolanda? Do you even know who Yolanda is?
I don't know who the fuck. I've never seen.
You definitely saw me, sweetie. You definitely saw me.
I don't know, but look, stand to the side, honey, and let this bitch pull her grown woman panties on. Let her put her panties on, her grown woman.
Well, you need to put some deodorant on next time because you had sweaty armpits, and that's not ladylike.
Oh, what, bitch, I was losing weight on that little crackhead bitch's ass, okay?
What crackhead?
Because from the last that I knew, they used to call her.
Okay, now what's going on here?
Because, baby, the last time I watched you was on your documentary when you were on. Hello?
Whatever you people want to pull up, suck out my
what
ass.
What people? Sweetie, I'm a fucking fabulous bitch, honey. You asked anybody about Nikki, baby. I'm a fabulous bitch, okay? I don't get on fucking documentaries and talk about how I'm going to dream about having a home. You're a fucking bum. You're a fucking bum. You're a fucking weirdo. You're an illiterate. You can't speak English. You don't know how to type on a computer.
Did Yolanda say she was going to attack you or Niambi?
She ain't
going
to attack me or Niambi because I will beat that bitch down.
But wait, why do we have to wait? Hold on. Why do we have to go to violence? Niambi would like to speak to Yolanda.
No,
why can't we let Niambi and Yolanda resolve this problem over this?
She said that she's going to get a gun.
It's not making sense.
Okay, well, you know what?
I'm
going to fall back for a minute and let you speak to Niambi. And then I have a beef with you. Yeah, please do.
Niambi, are you there?
Wide nose, bitch.
Oh, my God, so much hostility and so much violence. Niambi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Yolanda, Niambi, can we get to the bottom of this problem, honey, and resolve this problem, and let's go back to being ladies?
Right, it's not a big thing. Like, it's not even a big thing on my behalf. Like, she got on my back. I threw her off me. That's the bottom line.
Well, actually,
you didn't throw
me.
Never touched me.
Let's get this straight. You didn't throw me anywhere. You grabbed my legs and I fell. Okay? I didn't get on your back. I mean, I didn't get on your back. I tried to, you know, kind of hop over you. and fall into a soft layout.
That made no sense.
Okay, and you grabbed my legs. You grabbed my legs, and that's how I fell. Okay. I don't know why you're reading, you know, way more into it than what needs to be read into. Okay.
Because she's a fucking nut.
There was barely any room. There was barely any room. You know, you know, you
you're
might have been feeling your toxic a little bit.
Big,
you know, I know you were a little
not,
loud on the piano.
Oh, it's not
but,
that.
You know,
it's not even
okay.
that. It's not that. No, it's not that. I'm not even accepting that. I'm not even accepting that you're an idiot of a buffoon of a fuck.
You're so fucking 96, girl. That's what your problem is, Yolanda.
You're an
so
idiot of a buffoon of a fuck. That's what you are. You're an idiot of a buffoon.
Calling, girl. All of that is unnecessary.
What's she call you?
An idiot of a buffoon of a fuck, go fuck your mother. That's what I'm saying
really?
To her. And next time she touches me, next time, wait. Next time she touches me, let her know. Let her know what's going to go down with her little ugly ass. Because I'm tired of being all
Yolanda,
sweet. I'm
yeah,
tired of being
knows
like,
Yolanda, I mean,
that
everyone knows
bitch
the
looks like the
ugly.
Fucking Joker. She looks like the
not,
fucking Joker.
What the fuck do you look like?
She looks like
a
joke.
Did you actually
Nikki,
say on a documentary
you
that you sucked
like?
Dick for $40?
Nikki,
and
do you really want
to
quiet
and they Amber used to smoke crack. And they Amber used to smoke crack in the back streets of Philly. And they Amber's a crackhead from the back streets of Philly. What are you people saying to me?
You sound like a fucking asshole. You sound like a moron.
Are you
they used
like
to bring
moron.
Her out. They used to bring her out in dirty T-shirts and sweaty socks. What the fuck are y'all telling me? What the fuck are y'all
kidding?
Really telling me?
Are you kidding me, Yolanda?
It took her a while to grow into her woman.
You know what? I've had it now. Enough is enough. You
it took you a while to
so
grow into any type
first
of woman
all,
that you think
all,
you are.
And foremost.
You $40 blown
dough
bag
you
at your
own. It took you to grow into any type of warmth that you think
you
that you are, but you are disgusting. You are a monster. You are a fucking disgusting monster.
Hello. Ladies, Yolanda and Amby, you guys
yo,
are two of the most respected. Hold on one second, y'all. Y'all are two of the most respected female figures, fem queens, performers in the ballroom scene. Y'all came on the phone. Hello. Y'all came on the phone. Hello, Yolanda and Amby. Yolanda and Amby is the only person I'm talking to right now. So I'm going to finish. I'm going to give you ladies a chance. Y'all are two of the most respected women in the scene. Y'all performance issue is what's at hand, not your personal attacks, not anything like that. It's what's going on the floor. You guys seem to have a touching issue. Y'all keep bumping into each other, and I'm even trying to turn physical. We do not want that from our ladies. We just want to, you know, admire you for your performance.
May
you keep...
I say something, please?
Go ahead.
With all due respect, Ronnie, you've been in the ballroom scene long enough. You have watched both of them battle each other long enough, and you know for sure, not because you're me Amby's house father now, you know for sure that Yolanda has always gotten me Amby's way. Me Amby is a very humble person, and she's not a troublemaker. Okay.
Well, I'm going to say this because I'm hearing your part and I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm hearing your part and your defense for her. I'm hearing that. Let me just say this on a serious level with actually, like y'all saying, like it's going to go without all the cursing, the name calling. Okay. I battled this girl about 6 or 7 times. Each time I battled her, I've practically won. She's gotten me half the time. You know, like it's a back and forth thing. It's not really no big thing. The bottom line goes to the bottom line goes to the bottom line goes to, and I'm just saying my crown point is that in fucking Vogue Nights, okay, the bitch got on my fucking back. I don't give a fuck what. And my city, New York City, was not going to let me down that night. So she should have known. And even when I went to Philly... Even when I went to Philly, I used to win over her in her own state.
That lady is crazy.
I used to win over her in her own state, me and the Emmy is not an issue. I've walked Femme Queen Realness, Sex Siren, and way many other categories than performance. This is one issue that is totally irrelevant
well,
in my
you
life.
Maybe you need to stick to them because you don't know how to vote, girl.
Right, because there's ugly people out there getting on my fucking backs.
No, okay.
Hello.
Okay, we have a lot of callers that would like to weigh in on this topic.
Hold on 1 second, Kelly. Hold on 1 second, because we're not going to do this any further. Naomi.
Yes.
Out of respect for my brother, your father, our founder, he wants you to get off the phone now, please.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, but we have a lot of callers
fuck
that would
that
like to...
Fuck that, Andy. You're a grown-ass fucking woman. Fuck that bullshit.
Cool. Well, Yolanda has now
get
gone
off the
to...
fucking phone. You're a 33-year-old fucking woman. Get off what fucking phone? Tell that bitch to get the... Bitch, I will meet her right the fuck now. I'll jump in my Benz and drive to New York City and kick her motherfucking ass. And this is Nikki, honey.
Well, we all know that you're a mobster. And we all know that you don't say your fucking name. And we all know that you own a pizza shop. No, baby, no. I own an Italian restaurant.
Okay, my family owns restaurants. But it's neither here or there. Let me tell you, we all know who I am. We don't know who you are, London. State who the fuck you are, bitch.
No, how about we find out who you are?
Cause honey, my motherfucking name is Nikki. Okay, I've been out since 1990 motherfucking four. I choose not to walk a fucking ball because I live a fucking real life and get
because
money all day long.
It's fun
okay, and get money all day long. I don't need a ballroom team to justify who the fuck I am.
Okay, so why are you on the radio again? Why are you here?
I'm on the fucking radio because I knew Kelly can get that fucking ugly pig nose fucking sweaty armpit dick-sucking
no.
dude on the fucking phone that was on all
she's
the
actually,
documentary
wait, she's actually
sucking dick for 40 hours
you.
On corners at 12 years old. I never had a suck a dick for a hot dog, baby. Okay?
She's actually sitting over you, even with all the surge that you got.
It doesn't matter what she's doing over me, baby.
Over
it doesn't
you.
Matter
well,
what
hold
she's
on,
over
wait.
Me.
Hold
I'm
on, hold on. We have callers. Hold on.
Like
we have
does.
Callers. We have callers that would like to weigh in on this topic. 347-335, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, what's up? This is Bebe Allure. Hi, Rodney. Hi, London.
What's going on, Bebe?
Nothing. But I was trying to get in, and thank you, Roddy, also, for being the most diplomatic and the most honest-speaking person on the phone. And I was calling to get Yolanda off the phone because I texted her and called her phone, but she didn't answer because she was obviously on here. But I think it's sad that they have been the most electrifying thing since Sanaa, Ashley, and that era of girls. So they don't need to get on here and air their dirty laundry on here. If it's something that they need to say, they know enough people in the ballroom that could have brokered the deal, so they could have gotten hashed out whatever they had to hash out. And back in the day, if girls had to have a fight, they went into a back alley and handled their business, and that was it, or whatever the case may be. But this is not the platform for stuff like that when they all, like Roddy said, the most respected or revered people for that category. Whatever your personal issues is with them, they are the most revered people in the category, and they both worked hard to get that way. So I just wanted to thank Rodney for being diplomatic and being honest and being straightforward and being unbiased with that, and also man too. That's my brother I listen to. So
but,
that's all
but
I can say.
Right,
right.
But if you get on ballroom, it's actually the Italian mobster that's actually amping them. I don't know who Nikki is. My best friend and my sister, and I will have her back no matter what. Naomi has always been a humble person. I can honestly say that too. Exactly. But let me say this as well.
Yolanda is one of my best friends. We came out together since the age of like 14, 15.
Well, then
so,
you know what, sweetheart? Maybe you need to have a talk with her because Naomi's not
to,
the only person. Okay,
just,
it's a lot of people that Yolanda goes back to them 90 days and she just creates this big
I didn't come to debate anything. I just wanted to get her off the phone and thank Rodney. And that's all I came on here for. So thank you, Rodney. Thank you, Kelly.
No problem, baby. Love you.
All right, talk to y'all later. Have a good night.
Nikki, sweetie, you are depressed.
What am I depressed about, London?
I can
please
just tell
me.
You are depressed, you know.
About
you're
what,
depressed.
Baby? About what?
You
because
home,
I love, because
you
I love
cry.
My because I love my sister down, and I'm going to have her back no matter what, because she comes to me when stupid shit like this is bothering her, because she can vent out to me.
Hold on,
because we know each other through and through.
1-0,
like,
you're live
on
the air. Hello? Yes. Oh, it's the legendary, iconic, founding father. Man, Prodigy is on my airwaves.
Oh, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Linda? What's up, Rodney?
What's up, Brad?
What's up,
Hello.
First of all, I want to address something to Nikki. Nikki, now, we,
yeah,
know, we know each other. We know each other. We knew each other for a long time. A, I don't appreciate the fact, and I get it. I know how close you and the NBA are, but, however, I do not appreciate the fact that you're on this phone trying to, you know, resolve any issues between the NBA and Yolanda, just like everybody was saying, that this is not the format for you to be doing that. And, I mean, y'all all sound, it sounds crazy. I don't appreciate you even making that statement to the NBA like she's a grown motherfucking lady. If I tell her to get off the phone and she's in my house, I want her off the phone. She's not going to be on here making no mockery of herself, arguing with somebody that she battled for years back in the day. They're supposed to be two grown women. Leave that shit the hell alone. Nobody's touching nobody.
Man, you already know, because the NBA spoke to you
Nikki,
about
Nikki,
the situation a lot
it,
of times.
You don't have to be on here putting your business out, seeing what you own and what you all your business and stuff like that. It's irrelevant. Leave it alone. Just let it go. Long as nobody touched the NBA, let it go. And the NBA don't need to battle her. If people try to get them to be on the floor just to make it hot, and if the NBA feels as though Yolanda always touching her, then the NBA don't need to go out there and walk against her. What are they trying to prove? They both have names. They're both
names,
so they can't leave it alone.
No, man, but if you go on
in my house, representing my house name, I don't want her on here giving these faggots life. No, let it go. That's all I got to say. Goodbye.
Yeah, I respect that. But, you know, for
okay, the next caller we have is 215-856.
Wait a minute, for Kelly, Rodney, or anybody else, you can go on Ballroom Throwbacks, the first video where Yolanda's on there starting her shit, threatening the NBA that she's going to shoot her with a gun. This is what this all stemmed from.
215-856.
So you're not getting the whole story. You know what I'm saying?
But Nikki, if that's the case, if something was like that happened, you have the proof to take to the police if anything or anything like that transpires. So we speak words all the time. Kelly threatened people, I threatened people, but we move on. We haven't hit anybody, we haven't did anything. That's going to be life, Nikki, but we have to keep it moving.
Nikki, well, I want to thank you for definitely calling in. We tried to resolve the problem. I guess we didn't get to the bottom of it, but we will definitely try again on other terms. Thank you, Nikki, for definitely calling
thank
in and being part of the show.
Have a good night,
y'all.
Okay.
If Tiana or Tone or any of y'all is out there and y'all listening to the show, can y'all feel free to definitely press 1 because we definitely do have a lot of questions that we would like to ask y'all about the Chicago Awards Ball. So can y'all definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely, you know, get up out there, honey. Although we have another caller, 347-365, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, darling, who am I speaking with?
Hey, London.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Kelly, this is what I want to say to you. I heard what you said earlier about the girls being legendary and getting through because of their status, and you know you saw their flaws. But if I'm not mistaken, this is a problem that we have been addressing in the community here lately about judges not being fair, about not judging fair, right?
Yes.
So by you being on, were you on the panel?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so why you didn't chop them if you saw these flaws?
Because if I would have chopped them,
I hear you fine.
I said if I would have chopped them, the girls would have said, oh, she only chopped them because Tati came out and she wanted Tati to win.
Regardless, that's what you're up there for. That's what you're up there for. You're up there to judge. If you saw these flaws, then you should have chopped them. I hold you responsible for it. And you can't, I mean, don't get me wrong, Tati was cute and she was sitting, but if you saw these flaws, then you should have chopped them. You cannot be mad with nobody else for whatever the outcome of the category was because you sat up there as a judge and let the flaws go by.
Oh, no, I'm not mad. We're never mad about the outcome of the situation because at the end of the day, it was all just for fun. It's
right.
Tati outfit alone cost $1,300. So it wasn't about mad or any of that of the nature. You know, it's just about having fun. But
come on, Kelly, I know you. I just didn't want the shade in the things that was going to come behind
but
it.
But that's
all
part of ballroom, Kelly. If you, that's just like, for instance, if you saw somebody else and you know they was flawed, and you chopped them, then what could they say? Nothing.
But if they not want to chop them, then if I would have chopped both of those ladies, then what would have been the read on Sunday? What would have been the read tonight if I would have chopped both of them?
I mean, well, if, at the end of the day, Kelly, you still have a voice and an opinion.
Yes, I do.
And that's
what
you're up there to judge, because
you know
that's what your opinion. If they have flaws, at the end of the night, you're up there to judge. If they have flaws, then you chop them. And if they people don't understand why you chop them, just point out the flaws.
Okay, go ahead. Stay right there, Alexis. Don't go nowhere. Go ahead.
Okay.
And,
you know, I try to be very fair in everything that I say with everybody, and Alexis has a valid point. Because at the end of the day, had I been on the same panel with you, Kelly, and like I said, as fabulous as the couture girl was, I would have chopped her only because I didn't think that she put enough effort into her hair or her headpiece. And had I chopped her, would you have thought I was trying it? And then the Chanel girl came out after that. You would have looked at me and got very, see, that's what you get. Would you have done something of that nature?
I would have asked you the same way anybody else walk. I would have waited and I would have asked why did you chop her? And then I would have told her exactly why I chopped her.
Well, that's
okay,
what
Kelly,
she's saying.
On.
So why didn't
uh-uh.
you go ahead and chop those girls and then give your reasoning for chopping later? Because at the end of the day, that's what we're working on, trying to change things of that nature.
Can I tell y'all something?
Hold on, Kelly. Do you remember the Escada mini bar when Tippers walked for the 3,000, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, exactly. RR chopped Ava. He chopped Tregony. He chopped a few people, but he was being fair. Ava was his own child, house child at the time. But because Ava had flaws, regardless of who she – look at Tregony. She had flaws. At the end of the night, he was being a fair judge. If we're going to change it, you're going to change it. Don't half-ass do it. Somebody pointed out what's her name? Shanice had a bump, a big bump under her eye. I didn't see it.
I didn't see no bump underneath Shanice's eye. Like I told you, my only flaws with Shanice was that her hair was not on point, it wasn't slicked down right, and that outfit was horrible. My only flaws was.
And the minute you said you saw Sasha with safety pins, it was a chop that you should have pointed out.
Yeah, and then the girls would have went
who
on.
Who cares about what the girls
cares,
would have said?
Who cares,
Kelly? Your fans would have respected
you.
This is not
the Kelly I know. This can't be the Kelly. Is this Kelly Couture?
Yes, this is Kelly Couture.
This can't be Kelly, because you don't give a fuck about what the next bitch think. If you're right, right is right and wrong is wrong. Kelly, if she was flawed, chop ass. I have seen you chop many a bitches with no remorse.
But as a whole, in Kelly's defense, sometimes when it started like with all hearts, sometimes Miss Tony, myself, Kelly, when we're on the panel with people, the soft-spoken ones, and we're always the bad guy and always the ones that can see what's not right, and we chop, then we're
and
always...
And that's the whole thing. Yeah, I am the bad bitch, and I'm the one that everybody wants on the panel because they know Kelly's going to do the motherfucking dirty work for everybody else, and Kelly's going to get her hands fucking dirty. Why do Kelly always have to get her hands dirty when it's eight other people up there? Why do I always got to be the one to get my hands dirty?
Because Kelly up there doing what she's supposed to be up there doing, judging.
But in the eye of the ballroom scene, we're just being nasty and, you know, mean.
I mean, if it's listen, Rodney, my thing is, if it's something that's, if you can point out the flaws, you understand what I'm saying? Come on, safety pins, bobby pins, holding the dress together, be for real. If you don't feel like it's a total package look for $1,000, that's your opinion. How many people have y'all seen fall out of dips or either... I think sometimes we get caught up into what people used to give or what we're used to seeing, and instead of chopping them because tonight is just not their night.
We need the promoters. I would love to have the promoters on the phone to definitely hear what the promoters definitely have to say about all the things that we brought up and we talked about. It would be lovely to definitely have the promoters,
Rodney,
on the phone.
Let me ask you a question. You there?
Yes.
Do you remember your exact words to me after the latex ball in front of Esquilita's that night when I walked up to you and we were talking about me judging that category?
Right, yes.
Tell them exactly what you said to me.
I asked you, I said, I looked at you, and you looked like you wanted to chop Tony and Andre, but why didn't you?
And then you turned to me and you said, you of all people, I was really disappointed, the stickler for reading
Thank
the
you.
Flyer. Did you not say that to me?
Right.
But and I turned around and I said to you, I did call Tony back. When all the other judges had gave him 10s, and Selvin said 10s across the board, and I said, no, I didn't score Tony. And they brought Tony back, and then I explained the situation, and then I looked at the other judges down the panel, and then Selvin said, do y'all still see it? And they said yes. And I said, okay, you know what? It is what it is. But at the end of the day, you did what you were supposed to do. You addressed me for not doing something that I've been doing for 35 years.
Tiana, you're live on the air with us. Tiana?
Hello?
Hi, you rang my doorbell?
Tiana, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You rang my doorbell?
Yes, we rang your doorbell, honey.
How are you?
We're doing fine.
Well, first of all...
I didn't get my apology from Sunday, because you said I was inciting a riot like Marcus, but then when you realized that it was my house member, you didn't say, I'm sorry, Father.
No, because you was inciting a riot. I got to get on you, too. But I apologize.
Well, sister,
wait.
Before you start, I apologize for not making it, but I'll see
no,
you
No, don't
in
apologize.
New York.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I first of all, want to thank everyone that came out and supported me. The ball definitely was crowded, so I apologize for the heat that was up in there. Second of all, well, let's just get down to it. Everybody want to know about the face category. Yeah, everyone make mistakes on a ball flyer. Everyone make mistakes. But, you know, when we decided to just go ahead and let this Chanel child walk, an individual out the crowd decided to start a riot. You know,
well, you don't have to start a riot.
That individual is right here.
After you know, the young lady got her 10. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it was part of our fault and also part of the judge's fault too. So everybody's reading, saying that, well, they don't need to be throwing balls and they should have read this correct. Everyone makes mistakes, sweetie. That's all I want to say on that.
Okay, but, Tiana, before you go into your next statement, okay, so since everyone makes mistakes, and out of generosity to that lady, I think since y'all messed this in, well, not y'all, I'm going to say Ayana, because she said she wrote the category. Since Ayana wrote the category and she did not specify it correctly, what she wanted it to be, Ayana was supposed to bite the bullet for that. And
no,
that's not how
it was. Actually, Alexis, wait, everyone. Actually, if you look at the ball tape, she did decide to let the woman walk until someone jumped out of the crowd. Look at the tape and say, oh, it's not fair towards everybody else. So that's what made everything go on like that.
But who made the category? That's
Ayana
what's important.
Made
it. So
but,
it was her
I mean,
final decision. It wasn't the crowd's decision. The crowd didn't make the category. Ayana made the category.
Which is true, but, you know, we're not trying to
anything,
please you.
No, I'm just saying, anything after that is just rebuttal for comfortability. It was wrong.
I apologize to her about that. Gigi, I really do apologize to you because this is the second time you're right that it have happened to you here in Chicago, but that would never happen again. But I feel like if Ayana was able to say, well, go ahead, we'll let her walk. You know, no one else should have just jumped up, oh, that's not fair. My daughter can have walked. Oh, so-and-so could have came down from New York and walked. That's, you know, that's not right. I don't think they would have did that at anyone else's ball. I only think they
well,
did
that. Well, that's where you were supposed to take control of your ball and tell them to kiss your ass. Because at the end of the night, it was your money that sponsored that whole event, and all they did was pay their $30 to get in, and they could have been escorted out and had a very nice evening.
You're right, You're right. But other than that, I mean...
And I wouldn't be going in so hard on you if it wasn't one of my house members.
You're right. I mean, and like I said, I apologize for that. And Gigi, I already know, you know, it's nothing like that. I apologize for that. And I will, when I see her, refund her back her money that she paid to get in the ball. I will do that.
But you know what, honey? It's what is done is done, honey. And it doesn't matter, honey.
Yeah, but we have to stop doing
this,
Kelly. This is the problem. We need to stop making these categories, and then when the ball comes around, changing them up for the convenience of the crowd or for the convenience of a judge or for the convenience.
I don't understand why Marcus was so gun-ho on that category.
Hello, Kelly, I'm here.
Why was you so gun-ho about that category, Marcus, when you're not even a starter anymore? You're a garçon.
Well, first off,
Asha was walking.
Kelly, okay, well, let's get into this. First off, let's tell the whole story. We're not going to tell the whole story.
Well, I don't know the whole story. I'm only going over what I've seen at the ball.
Right. The promoters were contacted a month before the ball and asked, were women allowed to walk the category? What was explained to them was that no women were allowed to walk. So at that point, the promoters were aware that there was a discrepancy, but they chose not to release the information like the Ebony's did and say,
no,
the
way time that we, it's not,
hold on,
it's not that we chose
to
not.
Say. Somebody brought my name
Wait, hold on. Even if women were allowed to walk that category, it said
not able to do it.
It said thumb queen, it said drag, and it said big girl. Tiffany still was not even in that category of those three genres.
But it said female figure face. That's why they asked, could she walk? They did the right thing. When you're walking grand prize, i.e. performance, and it says bring it in red, how many of y'all get calls and ask, do I have to bring it in all red? Just for clarity. Now, it might say what you want it to say, but everybody still calls to make sure. That's what, as a person that's participating and as a promoter, you should make sure that information is spelled out and you have frequently asked questions. You get on the radio and ask questions.
This is the whole thing, Kelly. I feel like it was only like that because this was a friend of mine. I think if it was anyone else's ball, they would have sat down like a mouse in a fucking corner.
That's not the case. If somebody that was a part of me was not able to compete based on what they told them, and you changed the rules, and we weren't notified or they weren't notified, I would have said something. I don't feel as though people turn tables over, they grab the microphone. None of that happened.
You basically did that.
Also, too, I went to y'all before when I saw her getting dressed, and I said,
Marcus,
okay,
first of all,
I don't want it to come off saying that I chose anything because it was not my ball.
The
question is, why did you have an opinion on it? You're not a scotter anymore. Why didn't the scotter?
It has nothing to do with a scotter. What does last name have to do with fair? She's still a part of me.
It doesn't matter because it's not about being fair. It's about when you pay your $30 and I tell you it's to my gay children or not. I tell you, I got gay children in the house of Milan. I got gay children in different houses. But when I go into the ball, when we outside and we standing on that line, I am Kelly Knight. Once I hand over my $30 or I say Kelly Couture is here to judge, I'm no longer your gay mother anymore. I am mother.
Every time a Couture walks, you have to vote for a Couture. If that's one of those unwritten rules, if that's the case, I'll never put you on one of my panels again. Kelly, I've seen you chop Ms. Rahiz. I've seen you vote over your members. So we're going to sit in all
of our
members.
But when it comes to bringing up...
Our last name is what makes us. Our last name don't make us. Fair is fair and right is right. And no one said anything.
Because nobody else had no opinion on you. Because nobody thought of anything. Because when you think of big girls, you don't think about drags, femme queens, and you just think about anybody that's big that has face.
When I
Did the category say female figure? The category said femme queen versus drag.
Female figure face. Three trophies. Femme queen versus butch queen and drag versus big girls. I can send you the flyer.
But when it got to the big girls, that's what it
said. Marcus, that's not what you posted in the other room.
No, no, that's what it says. It says
Marcus posted.
Y'all can take a picture of the category.
It never said female figure.
No,
it just said femme queen, drag, versus big girls. And when I think about big girls, okay, and it's on me, it's no reason, you know, but I'm not even gonna say the but when I see people put on their flyers, big girls, okay, and I'm reading it right here in front of me. It was just sent to me. It says Ice Queen, femme queen versus drag versus big girls, and then it reads the whole category out. It says nothing about female figure or anything. It says femme queen versus drag. It says versus big girls face. So when you think of big girls face, you think of drag queens that are big girls. You think of women that are big girls. You think of big femme queen. So no matter what it's stated or what anything or what Ayanna meant to write, Ayanna had big girl's face up here. So that means that Gigi Mama Chanel should have been able to walk this category, and Ayanna and whoever else on the sideline had an opinion about it, they had to bite the motherfucking bully because it did not specify big girl femme queen. And I've been walking big girl categories for years, and it only says big girl, and I have battled big cunts, I have battled big drag queens, and I have battled big girls.
Kelly, I want to ask Marcus this. When Ayanna decided to let the Ascona child walk, why did he raise a fuss? And it's her ball. Why did you?
Nobody else said anything but you.
When the promoter decided to say, well, she's here, she got dressed, I'm going to open it up.
So you're
going to
reward people
for
not checking with the promoter on a grand prize category of $1,000.
Marcus, but who are you?
Hold on, Tayana.
Because if that's the case, and we want to talk about we want to reward people for $1,000 for that not thing, then it was motherfucking, it was eight other judges up there that rewarded motherfucking the girls that walked $1,000, bitch, and nobody else chopped, but they wait for the big bad bitch that's always going to get her hands dirty to chop the girls. Why didn't anybody else chop those girls that motherfucking walk? Because if Rodney was up there, or I was up there, they would have chopped them. But everybody wants Kelly to get our hands dirty. Shanice, wait, hold on, I'm talking about everything now because you just said how are we going to reward Gigi. But you just said out your mouth, Marcus, how are we going to reward Gigi for walking that category? How did we just reward those girls that actually walk when Sasha Dress had safety pins going up the side? Shanice's motherfucking hair was sticking up in the motherfucking back, and it looked like she had on an outfit from the Big Lots store. But everybody else up there, we rewarded them and gave them 10. So why not just throw Gigi in the bunch?
Everybody's upset. No shade. Everybody. If that's the case, everybody could have been chopped on a technicality.
Marcus, you was at the ball, and you're a ball promoter, Marcus. Let's hear your technicalities on all everybody that walked the category, Marcus.
My
the floor is yours.
I want all of them.
I want to hear your technicalities. Because I have another big technicality, like her iconic look,
the look that she gives. I would have preferred that versus the hair she had. the first girl that came out, I mean, she was pretty, but it just was, to me, it wasn't $1,000. Toxie's makeup looked a little dull. She was, the picture was great, but in person, her makeup looked a little dull. And
that ain't what you said at the table, Marcus.
Oh, I said
that ain't what you said at the table. That ain't what you said at the table, Rodney. Rodney, is that what you said?
What did I say? Repeat it, so I can repeat it. Well, I said so much, Diana. I don't mind repeating myself. I don't. Now, what did I say? And I'll tell you if I said it or not. Repeat me verbatim. I have no problem repeating what I have to say.
That's not too much you said.
I don't see that rags in 2010. I will repeat myself. I'm going to stand up for what is right.
Unfortunately, I can't talk the way I really, really want to because I'm somewhere.
Right. Diana, I understand your situation, and I personally, I wouldn't even be on the phone dealing with this if I was talking, if you should be resting. I'll be totally honest with you. I love you. You are my sister. I don't want us to be bickering about this. That's my opinion. It is what it is. You're holding me more accountable because I'm your friend. Like I told you, I would have never came on this show if nobody ever said my name. Marcus did not have any decision-making in this ball. Ayana, the promoter, made the decision. Don't say Marcus influenced her.
Marcus did have the decision because Marcus was the one that brought this up. Nobody, everybody else gave that lady pins. Marcus was the one that jumped up on the stage and brought the situation up. So, Marcus, you are going to be held accountable for this.
Well, let me ask a question. Hold on, wait. Let me ask a question. Okay, the category was film queens, big girls, and drags, right?
Yes.
Didn't they already have women's face?
No, yeah, women's face is in the second half.
No, they said women's face was on the flyer, right?
Separately.
So I'm just asking to get clarity. Why would they include women in the face, the grand prize, if they had a separate category for it?
So why would you think, so if you had, this is the thing.
I'm just asking.
This is the question. If it was big girl, if it was women's face and they still had big girl's face separately, could a big girl who was a woman still walk the regular women's face category? That's the question. And the answer is technically she could. There's nothing stopping you from walking. Women's face does not mean you have to be small. It just says it's women's face. You have to be a woman. So let's stop. We act like ballroom is just so full of all these rules and precise answers. It's up to interpretation. And yes, as definitely being a promoter, I get calls all the time, and I think my flyers are very clear. But people want to make sure when it's something
and,
to that
and
effect,
I respect
and
that, and it's open to interpretation. But at the end of the day, it's open to interpretation. But at the end of the day, you do not change the interpretation once the ball starts, and the
promoter has the right to change it. She could have changed it. Even if I said I don't think that's fair, guess what? She could have said, "Oh well,
so
if Aisha,
who's known as being let me say this. Aisha is known for being a big girl's woman's face. Okay. Now, had she came out and she walked that category, and everybody knows that that's her category, and everybody who knows her in New York would have gave her a 10 or whatever the case may be, then the Chanel child come out and walk, would it still have been the same thing?
If Aisha was a woman and I knew she was a woman, which I do
Aisha
know,
is a woman.
If she came out, I would have said the same thing because Tiffany wasn't allowed to walk. And it was explained to us that no women, and see, that's just the point, no women were allowed to walk.
And you keep saying it was and I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not disrespecting you. We're just debating the situation. But they said that to you. They didn't come on the mic and say that to any of the participants
so
before the category.
Why am I still getting blamed for that?
Okay, so
that's not on me. That's not
okay,
on me.
Okay, well, let me get to another key point because we're never going to get to the bottom of this. So it was brought to my attention that Stasha was paid help for the night of the ball, Tayana. Why was she allowed to walk the category?
Yes, Stasha was. Well, actually, Stasha was coming up anyways because of her daughter Monica asked her to come up to walk the ball, and we decided to say, well, if you're coming up, can you perform, you know? And she said, yeah, because usually we have a performance every year. You know, we had Raquel 1 year, we had Jasmine Milan 1 year, and this year we had Stasha. So, I mean, I didn't think it was a problem with that because, I mean, in New York City, and I hate to do this, but I'm going off of, you know, what I have saw. I have saw Jasmine. I mean, is her name Jasmine? What is her name? Ivisu, God rest her soul.
Jennifer.
I have saw her perform and also walk about, so I didn't think it would be a problem, you know?
No, that's a difference. When Rodney and Jennifer and them perform at those balls, they're not paid to perform. They're just performing. It's a difference with them just performing and Stasha being paid to perform and then walking the categories. It's totally different. Stasha was paid to perform at y'all function and then turned around and walked the grand prize. Rodney and them just do that just to do it. They don't get paid for
well,
it.
Again, I don't know Jennifer business if she was paid or not. So I didn't know whether, you know, if there was a problem or not. You know, now that I know, it wouldn't happen again.
Okay, because that's a lot of, you know, I got inboxes about that because I didn't even know nothing about her performing or anything. I got inboxes about that today because I wasn't there for her performance and all of that. But people had inboxed me and told me that earlier, and they was just gagging at that. So I didn't know because
yeah,
I wasn't
she,
there
she
for
was
her
actually paid for, she was actually paid for her performance. But no, we didn't pay to fly her anywhere. She was coming down for her daughter Monica, or I don't know what they are, but, you know, she was here. She wanted to walk the ball, and yes, she did perform.
Also, we got a lot of callers, a lot of girls in press one. 678-770, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Fred, Chanel.
Hey, Fred. Hey, baby. It was good seeing you this weekend.
It was good seeing you, too, because you look good in y'all red.
And thank you. I do try.
Yeah. First of all, what's up, Rodney? What's up, Dad?
Overall, what's up?
What's up, London? To piggyback off the woman's face thing, I did ask what the category was calling for, and it did
okay,
not.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Whoever's speaking, I just want to let y'all know that Ayanna from Ethiopia is now on the phone now, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Tayana, for getting Ayanna on the phone. Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, my bad. Hey, Tayana, too. How you doing, baby?
Hey,
I did ask them what the category was calling for, and they did tell me that it did not say no women allowed. And truthfully, you can't blame Marcus for running his mouth because he just got a big mouth like that. But if the flyer specified no women allowed, then that's her fault. But if the flyer did not specify, it's the promoter. This woman took time, money, effort, nails, hair, everything to dress to get done and get there, and she can't walk. Everybody's not so in the so-called cliquey family where I'm going to call you about your ball, I'm going to call you about your ball. If I got your flyer, there's no need for me to call you to ask you specifically what do you want. It should be on the flyer.
Right.
So with that being said, I was really pissed off with that, and I said, you know what? That's why I hate this Chicago. That was one thing I didn't like. Real is what it twists. Now, one minute it's going to be either you're going to twist when the music changes, or either you're going to fag out, or you're going to walk one way. Then when people start getting chopped, now y'all want to change the category back and change what it's just going to be. When the beat changed, they're just going to vote. I had a problem with that. Because if you write these categories, you should know exactly what you want it to be. And
I'm sorry, Fred, not to cut you off, which is true, but a lot of the judges didn't understand. They kept on saying, well, that's just a Midwest thing. That's a Midwest thing, which is not. I have saw that at a lot of balls. Fag out at a lot of balls. So, what it is in the defense of that, people, the judges didn't know. So, we just said, well, they're getting chopped for one way. We might as well just let them back. You know what I'm saying? Which we shouldn't have done because I didn't bring my own house mother back when she was chopping. No, she ain't never been chopped at a ball. So, everybody knew it's not. Everybody knew it was
judges?
A shame.
Who picked the judges?
I picked the judges.
Okay, so you pick knowledgeable judges to be on your panel, right?
Right.
So why would you change your categories if the judges didn't understand? And if they didn't understand, why didn't you have a briefing before your ball started with your judges to explain exactly what you were looking for your categories? It's real simple.
Hold on. But it really didn't start with the judges. It started with the commentators, because Jack was saying one thing, this was how it's going to be. And Seven was saying one thing, well, it's going to be like this. Then we sitting here waiting for the music to play. Then listen, you know, it's changing. It's constantly changing. So when they went into their twist, I'm asking, so do they twist have to be on point like the regular category? And they said yes at first.
Well, you would know they twist have to be on point. But far as runway, no. You know what I'm saying?
So I chopped a couple of people. Then next thing you know, they start bringing people back. They changed category. That had a problem with that.
Well, I'm going to speak on that because, ever since I have switched over and made the switch, I don't say anything when anybody chop any of my kids. I pays it now. But I sat there, and this was the first night in 5 months that I have spoke up when one of my kids have got chopped. Okay? I sat there and I watched my son walk All American Runway. When it's All American Runway, looks just like everybody else All-American runway. Then it comes right behind them, two other people, one walk All-American and one walks European runway, and then they get 10. So I felt some type of way, so I had to come up on the stage and ask. And Fred definitely did agree with me when I came up there because I was gagging. Like, y'all just chopped the last two, but now y'all get these ones, 2, 10. And it was just like it was a fool, and it was all over the place. My only problem that I had... And Ayana, that I had with y'all ball this year. I never had a problem with y'all ball in the last 3 years y'all invited me to the ball. The only problem I had with y'all ball was that big girls category, that twist category, and why the fuck did y'all let those fucking commentators take over that fucking ball? I was fucking hard. I was mad that we were in the second category and they call us three fucking categories at the same time and it's only two categories into our fucking ball. That was fucking horrible.
Okay.
If people are going to have balls, stop letting these motherfucking commentators take over your fucking ball. Do your ball the way y'all want to do ball. I cannot stand to be at a ball and feel that I'm pressured because I got to see three categories at one time. It's ridiculous and it's horrible. Bitch, the commentators are being paid to do what y'all tell them to do. Stop letting them control y'all fucking balls and y'all control your own fucking balls. And if you can't control your own balls, then I don't think that you should be having fucking balls because that was fucking ridiculous and I'm going to call a motherfucking spade. I'm going to call it a spade. It was fucking horrible that Kool-Aid was calling three categories, two categories into a fucking ball. It was a fucking mess. I was ready to get up off the panel and go back to my hotel after that, and I was aggravated at that.
And one thing else that it was kind of like, you know, kind of crazy. You can't, like, the stage was only so big, and you can't have three people walking and at the same time because the stage is only so big, and you can't see or even really pay attention to three people at the same time. So that was one of the things that really kind of like hurt me. It's just like, this is too much. It's just like, you can't have three people voguing at one time, three people walking runway on this little stage. You can't have all this on this stage at the same time because it's just not, you just not going to be able to see everything on this little stage and people all on top of each other. So I think that's about the only thing. Just not going by the flyers. And it seemed to me that, oh, one thing too about the panel. Well, I got there late. So I wasn't able to judge the first half. And Divine Plane got in late too, so we didn't have no Chanel on the first half. But I did notice, now it seems to me that it was a good old boys group on that first half. And it seems to me that, you know, as I was watching, that it seemed like Sternhauser was looking out for each other members. And when it came down to tiebreakers, it was going to the good old boys club, and I noticed stuff like that all night. So it really wasn't based on who should deserve to win, but if you're my girlfriend, and that's what a lot of shit I saw last Saturday.
I know it's the same thing on the half that we was on, brother.
Yeah, on that half too.
Okay, well let Ayana speak. I want to hear what Ayana has to say. Ayana. Ayana.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, so in defense of, you know, what's been going on, I've heard everybody's comments or whatever, and I wrote the category for Faith. And my interpretation of my own category was that I was not looking for any women at all, none whatsoever. My interpretation of good girls is I think of Felicity McGrahi and, you know, the kid that was walking down in Atlanta for the $2,000 face category. So I decided to add them. I have a separate women's category. Now, everybody can say what they want to say. My interpretation, my category, my ball. I had people call me to get clarification. And those that didn't, they just didn't. So in my defense, it's my ball, my category, the way I wrote it is the way I wrote it. In regards as to, you know, how it's supposed to be written or how somebody thinks I was supposed to write it, it's my boss. If you are walking or you have members walking, then it's for you to get clarification. And I'm sorry, you know, it's no disrespect to none of you guys on this phone, but Marcus, it can sound stupid, but again, it's my boss.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm doing.
It's my category. And it was
$1,000.
Okay, well, let me say this, because there was a lot of stuff that was stupid, and there was a lot of stupid judges that was judging stupidly. So if you want to go there, we can go there. You know what I'm saying? They gave out my $500 for some bullshit, excuse my French, and then, you know, the $1,000 was, again, some bullshit. And if it was y'all money, y'all would have been really, really critical on the panel and not on this damn phone, on this radio show. I'm going to tell her like it is. I ain't got no girlfriends. I don't get high with nobody, and I don't care what nobody think of me. So at the end of the day, if we want to be fair, y'all should have been fair from the get-go. And that's just my opinion. But you know what? I cannot tell these judges how to judge. I cannot sway them. You know, they judging. That's just how they want to judge. That's fine. I respect everybody's decision, and they judging. I don't have no gripes about it. But, you cannot... You know, have your ball to go a certain way when you got shit just going on all night. People say, oh, they're going to change. Oh, if I put you on the panel, please don't build no bullshit. Hope the girlfriend shit is not tonight. But that's just not how it works out. So at the end of the day, all I can say is I apologize to the child for letting her get ready and walking, and then she was not able to walk. But I just wish somebody had got clarification from me like this. Side of there. I was attempting to let her come up and walk. I was going to. But the only reason I swayed my decision, I decided to change my decision, was because it would not have been fair to Mother Tiffany Escada, who wanted to walk, and their father called me and to see if she could walk. That is the only reason. I was going to allow her to walk, but Marcus said something, and I thought about it. I was like, well, that is right, because, you know, they called a whole month in advance to see if there was any women allowed. So that's all I'm going to say on that. What is the other gripe? The other gripe was what, Realness with a Twist? It was Remixed to Twist. It wasn't even Realness. They didn't even have to get 10 for Realness. It was Remixed to Twist. And at the beat, all they had to do was dance or Vogue or Runway to whatever the DJ played. And that was, you know, some issues with that.
So, Ayana, I have a question for you.
Yes, sweetheart.
So you said that the $500 was a food. Do you think that Ray Ray should have not won that?
She's saying everybody should have been shot, London. That's what she's saying.
No, I'm not going to say that they should have been shot. When they got to Vogue, and to me, this is my interpretation of what happened. When they got to Vogue and they was, I guess, Vogue fucking, if you will, on top of each other, that's not Vogue. What was all that? This is not always when you have to lock. This is legendary performance. What was all that? Why did y'all get my $500 out just so easy like that?
Because you didn't take control of your ball, because at the end of the day, you didn't stay with your ball, right?
It's not popping and voguing on each other. It is legendary performance. Like what was
when you saw that going on, Ayanna, you were supposed to go up there and take control of that
category. And I said, what is going on? I said, y'all are carrying up here. Are y'all really just gonna give my money away like this?
Ayanna, wait a minute. I understand. I know you're frustrated.
I'm very frustrated.
But not to cut you off. I have thought it so many a times before. You know, I travel. I go to balls a lot. If we would have stopped it and say, well, no, cut the category out, the first thing they would have said is, oh, these bitches don't got the money. They don't want to give away them. I'm pretty sure you heard that a lot,
right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we just let the judges, which is our fault. You're right. We should have took control of our own ball. But we just let the commentators do, because that job is a commentator and our job is a control. So we don't want to, give them a little
power. I'll call you back.
Okay, so let me finish. So I personally went to the judges panel and James saw me. I said, what, are y'all just going to give my money away like this? Are y'all serious? Like, what is going on? Like, really? And so everybody just looked at me with this puzzled look. I said, okay, that's fine. Never again, though, you know, because if you're going to do that, if you're going to give my money so easily away like that, and then you're going to get on these vlogs and you're going to get on this radio show and you want to act like, you know, you got a problem with this and this and this and that, then what did I ask you to come up with a judge for?
Hold on, y'all. How are you live on the air?
Hey, Rada, how you doing? Hold on 1 second, what's going on? Ayanna, once you told him that, because you know I wasn't on the panel before, I was in the back. Once you told him that and you felt as if they wasn't doing what you need to do, my judges, get my next group together.
But then again, I understand what you're saying, Father, but then again, we would have still had that same issue. Oh, they don't want to give away their money.
And baby, I had my envelopes ready
She would have given the money away because they had already given her 10, they already voted, and they had already won the 500. But they were like, okay, well, I'm going to make an example out of y'all motherfuckers. Y'all going to give away my money. I'm going to try to get some people that's going to judge appropriately and fair and not be scared. Y'all got to go.
Hold on, excuse me. Roddy, you know that would have took like 30 minutes because people would have been hollering and screaming. That would have wasted so much time.
Okay, two things. Let me say this really quick. Okay, one, in regard to that category, okay, as a person that was judging at the time, the judges panel was kind of caught between a rock and a hard place because tens had already been given out and this was transpired during the battle. So we weren't in a position to say, okay, we're going to chop a person that's already gotten tens. Part two, what I think really transpired, Ray Ray immediately stopped voguing when that happened. Okay, in defense of him, Ray Ray stopped voguing. In my opinion, honestly, it was like Raven came out based off of tens, based off of what Raven did for his production, whatever the case is. Raven was the best one, okay? As a result of that happening, when they went back and, you know, they had to rescore, Raven didn't get any votes. And I think that, unfortunately, he was penalized as a result of, you know, getting on Ray Ray or whatever the case is, and ultimately lost the category. But as far as the judges panel went, I mean, as far as balls go, we had already given out tens already. This was in the battle zone.
In defense on my member, it's simp queens vogue all the time and get on top of each other and vogue and all types of things. And nobody makes a utter or say anything. It's just like, oh, bitch, they're really into it. But now that a butch queen did it, now that, oh, Ray Ray wants to make a whole big stink out of the whole situation. But they've been doing this for years. Ray Ray's been touching the girls for fucking years. Or to vogue it as they must fuck around. He's touching the girls for years. Nobody never made a stink out of it. But now Raven touched you. Now you want to make a whole big stink out of it, and then you stop voguing, and Raven is still voguing because I'm giving Raven the look like continue to vote. Raven used to, he already had stopped voguing, so there should have been no ifs, ands, or buts about the situation. Raven, you stopped voguing, so it would have been Raven stand to the side, take a breather, let's battle the next person. That's how it's been going. But now all of a sudden bitches want to make stinks and all types of motherfucking shit, and it's fucking ridiculous. For what?
Yeah, but
we didn't make hold on, London. We didn't make a stink. We didn't make a. Nobody made a stink about it. Nobody made a stink about it last night when motherfucking Danny and Tree was voguing, and Danny and Tree kicked Danny in the mouth, and Danny walked off and stopped voguing and just stood there and walked off. They said Tree stand to the side. Isn't that what happened last night, Tayana?
Isn't
that what happened last night, Tayana and Ayana?
You're absolutely right. You're right.
And so
you're
why the fuck did that not happen on Saturday night when Raven stopped voguing and Raven was still voguing? Why we didn't say, Raven, stand to the side, battle the old way next, we're going to go to the next motherfucking category?
Well,
okay,
Kelly, was the commentators controlling that category?
Yes, the commentators was doing whatever the fuck they always do. They was doing the fucking dumb.
That's the problem.
That's another problem. That's another fucking problem. The commentators want to do motherfucking dumb, and then they want to have ulterior motive when they have their members on the motherfucking floor. Okay? And y'all gonna keep paying these motherfucking bitches to do a motherfucking job. Y'all bitches need to start writing up motherfucking contracts with these motherfucking bitches. Cause I'm tired of seeing these bitches walking off the motherfucking thing when you working, running around, doing whatever the fuck they want to do, having cocktails and all types of motherfucking things and doing what the fuck they want to do.
Ooh.
If you need to do a motherfucking job, do your motherfucking job. If bitches can't sit there and commentate the whole night and bitches want to take breathers and stuff, then I think we need to start deducting their motherfucking money. Let's get motherfucking contracts up that y'all want to start a ban list and y'all want to start all these other things that y'all want to do. Let's start getting good contracts for these fucking these commentators and getting them to do what the fuck we want to do and not what the fuck they want to do. Let's talk about that on Wednesday night on the State of Motherfucking Emergency. Because it's a state of a fucking emergency with these fucking commentators and the bullshit that they motherfucking pull and the shit that you promoters let them motherfucking do. It's like they control y'all balls and y'all can't control y'all own motherfucking balls. Let's get the shit together. Okay? Because
okay.
If you ask me, I would rather a motherfucking drunk Greggy Lisu, a motherfucking Deshaun, a motherfucking Tree, than those motherfucking commentators that y'all have, and they do what the fuck they want to motherfucking do. And I don't give a fuck who reads me or who thinks or what they think of me. Now, bitches, press motherfucking one. You want it? If y'all want it, y'all out there, y'all listening, press one because the floor is definitely open for y'all. But I'm going to bring Gigi on, Gigi Chanel, because she would like to talk because she did waste her time and her money. So y'all hold on and let her have the floor. Gigi, you're live on the air.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that I didn't feel like I needed to make a phone call because I had the flyer. I was strictly going off of what happened to me last year, the same exact thing when I went all the way through the category, actually won the category, and then it was taken away from me on a technicality because I didn't have a glittery lip. It was considered shimmery. So I said, okay, I will do it different this year. I'm going to go strictly by the flyer. And the flyer simply said, big girl. I am a big girl. So I felt like the category fit me. I took my time and money, came to Chicago, had it together, and not only was I going strictly by the flyer, I put on Facebook, I wanted to know the definition of a wand that gleams because I knew it would be shade and I would get chopped if it wasn't exactly right. I looked it up. Webster says gleam means light. No one else had a wand that lit up but me. But that was overlooked. So I feel like, yes, there was a category that said women's face on there, but as others have mentioned, I felt like because I'm a big girl, I could have walked either category, but of course I'm going to go for the category with cash. And I felt like I brought the category to the T. I went by everything on the category, but yet and still, I still got chopped. I felt shady.
Okay, I'm sorry, and I apologize to you for getting ready and, you know, all of that. And like I said earlier, I was going to allow you to walk, but then Marcus had brought up the issue of, you know, Mother Tiffany not being able to walk, and that was the only reason why I did not let you proceed. But still, my interpretation of my category was Sim Queen versus Butch Queen and Drag versus Big Girls.
STEM queen. Maybe I should have specified that for everybody that don't know. But again, that was my interpretation. So I'll take the bullet for that. I'll take the bullet for that, and I'll say that was a mishap on my part. So again, I apologize. But the only reason why I did not let you proceed because it wouldn't have been fair to Mother Tiffany, who called.
But she's not a big girl anyway.
It does not matter. I feel the
same. Hold on. Can I say something? Excuse me, Ayanna. Let me say something. RR, you're on the phone, correct?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fred, you're on the phone, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me ask y'all a question. Okay, Labor Day, 2007, your house ball, the grand prize, was female figure face. Female figure face. That was your grand prize at your ball. You had one of the segments of that category classified as big girl face. When Marlena Balenciaga walked that category, got her 10, Fred, Clayton, R.R., Tempers, can y'all not tell me she could not walk that category because big girls, y'all were making reference to big femme queens. It was not for big women. Is that not what happened, Fred?
I totally don't remember what you're talking about.
Fred, the year that Dee Dee and Mariah battled, the year that Dee Dee and, you know, Labor Day, when y'all had the ball, Marlena walked, and then Clayton and Shay Shay sat, and they said Marlena could not walk the big girl.
In 08?
What, that was Labor Day 2007 y'all had the ball, correct?
That was 08.
Yeah.
08? Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it was,
I'm sorry, that was Labor Day 08. And when Marlena walked... Right. She came prepared for the category. She's a big girl that had walked from state to state. She battled Kelly. You know, in New York or whatever the case. So she wasn't just, you know, on no whim. She was a known ball participant. And in her home city, she came out and walked the grand prize. And y'all told her, as a big girl, that was for femme queens. That wasn't for big women.
Well, let me see. Well, you hold on, because I'm going to read what the category said. I'll see. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Gigi again. Besides that, so on a technicality, again, why was everybody not chopped for having the wand that gleamed then?
As far as the definition of gleam, the definition is shine brightly, especially with reflected light. So reflected light, if you have anything metallic and the light shines off it, light from the ceiling or anything reflects off anything metallic, that's reflected light.
And a lot of the girls had rhinestone, they had glittered wands, and they had, nobody had like a neon, a bright light that you said that you had, and you know, all of them were correct. I wasn't really looking for that, you know, to really be on point as far as, you know, you saying that it said that right. When I thought of gleam, I looked up the definition, and like my father just said, it said shine, to shine.
Okay.
So I just wanted something that shine.
I'm looking at the definition right now, and it says a flash or beam of light.
The category, I don't think anybody's had, no, it could have been an eyeball, we said, because everybody had to walk their perspective category. So, and it was open to film queens, butch women, butch queens red, big girls, big boys, and legendary. So it was eight trophies and one for
correct.
The head. So she must miss her category.
No, she didn't miss her category, Fred. She's a big girl.
But she's a woman, right?
Okay, Fred. So thank you. Then you're validating my point. Then so if she's a woman,
but I have it all on. But I have big girls too, and women.
But there was a big girls and a woman's category at this ball, also correct.
But the thing is, when you don't want something, Harold, you specify no women.
Okay, so Fred, so what you're saying is, okay, for this young lady, and Gigi, again, you know, please don't feel it, you know what I'm saying, I'm attacking you because you did what you thought was right.
I'm not going to make you understand what you're trying to say because I just don't get it.
Well, what I'm saying is, Fred, if Marlena did walk big girl face, she walked against Kelly. Kelly, didn't you and Marlena battle at the Latex Ball in New York?
Yes, we did.
okay? And then didn't she walk the collections ball and she lost to she lost to somebody for one year. I think she brought like a Barbie or whatever the case. She walked
against Jasmine had Big Girl's Face for $1,000, and every time they have this category, it just says Big Girls. It does not specify women, femme queens, or anything. It just says Big Girl. And so interpretation, when you think of Big Girls,
on the category sheet, it said femme figure.
And especially if it says female figure, and you think of big girls, you're definitely going to think about a big woman walking the category. I don't care what anybody says or anybody's opinion. I have seen it done plenty of times. Just like when it was done for the flop of the $5,000 in Atlanta, it was Big Girl's Face. And you had women that was outside in the parking lot waiting to walk that category, and it was not specified. It was just Big Girl's Face for $5,000.
Okay?
When you're going to specify something to all these ball promoters, when you're going to specify something and you want exactly what you want, you need to specify that on your category when you write your categories out. But if you write Big Girls, that is open to women to walk that category also.
Okay, so Kelly, for future references moving forward, if I choose to have female figure face, I'll be sure to specify whether I want women or no women at all.
You can't, Ayana, you cannot say
you
female figure.
You
can say female figure.
Okay, well, not female figure. I'm sorry. I'll take the female figure out and it'll be femme queen, you know, only.
Femme queen versus drags. That's what you want to see. It's femme queens versus the drag. The small femme queens versus the big.
Okay.
Versus the drag queen. That's what you want to see. Not female figures. You put female figure, that's interpreted as that it's going to be open to all.
Okay, so perfect. So if I choose to have that category again for that high price or, you know, a little bit more, I'll be sure to specify it so we don't have this issue.
Okay, so now we got to the bottom of that. Now let's get to the next hand. Thank you, Jesus, honey. It took us about an hour, but we got to the bottom of that. Let's get to the next topic at hand. Mother Gigi, I want to thank you for definitely calling in and definitely being a part of our show.
Thank you. Bye, Gigi.
And again, I'm sorry, love, but thank you so much for coming. And Tayana said she will refund you, you know, your entry fee because of the, you know, inconvenience, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Good night, y'all.
Okay.
You're welcome. Good night.
Divine, you're live on the air with us, Divine.
What's up, everybody? I'm sorry. I'm just landing in this motherfucker. How's everyone?
Hey,
darling. Divine.
hold on, y'all. We got a bunch of callers. I got their hand up. 917-655, you're live on the air. Hello?
Hold on.
917-655. Okay, get your phone together. 312-714, you're live on the air.
Hello, Mother. What's going on? It's Raven.
Hi, Raven.
What's going on? Malcolm wanted to say hey, too.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. What's going on?
Hello?
We're going to be waving back on hold. Alexis, you're live on the air.
No, Kelly, you can put me back on hold. Y'all already got to the bottom. Oh, I just wanted to say this. Gigi said that she had a problem the year before, right? Me, personally, I would have called just to make sure. Just to make sure that there is no discrepancy. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't have this problem again. But y'all already got the problem solved. Okay, you can put me back on hold.
Well, again, that wasn't at the Midwest Awards Ball. That was at Marcus and Scottish Ball. And there it is.
No, that was no. What Gigi was talking about was at the Midwest Awards Ball last year when she wore when I was a Mizrahi and she came out and walked against my daughter and I put all that glitter on my daughter's lip and she had on a metallic lip and not a glitter lip.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I don't play when it comes to the cash, honey. But the next thing I want to talk about, and I definitely want to bring this up, Miss Day, because this category is coming up in 2 weeks at that ball that's coming up here in New York. Not going to mention it, but y'all don't want to talk about. I want to see Mother Toya Ebony from Chicago.
his mother Felicity Mizrahi on the back of the floor for Big Girl's Realness in the sweatsuit this day. I hear the girls got a lot of tension going on between those two mothers, so I want to see those two mothers on the back of the floor for Big Girl's Realness, Sonny, and see which one's going to win and which one's going to get.
That's a nasty battle because you got America's Sweetheart Felicity, and then you got my hood fish homegirl Troy. That's gonna be good.
I want to see those two mothers on the back of the floor, honey. How you doing, honey? And,
yes,
honey.
Mind you, bitch, I was sitting on a panel with Troy, girl. When you getting into her skin, this thing was sitting.
Yes, honey. I want to see those ladies on the back of the floor, honey. But I want everybody. Don't forget that we're definitely going to have, episode 4 of the State of Emergency will definitely be on Wednesday night. It was definitely great last week. We definitely did branch out and have more people call in for the State of Emergency. I would like to see more legends and icons and statements and stars call in and definitely be a part of the State of Emergency so we could definitely work together as a community and definitely get this going, honey, and everything. So definitely please have your children call in, and y'all that's on the phone, definitely please call in and be a part of the State of Emergency. It's definitely a great show. It was definitely positive. It was definitely great to have Jason and everybody that called in last week that was on the committee with Jasmine last week. It was definitely great to have them all on the phone line. I hope that we definitely do have all the rest of you girls definitely, you know, be a part of it because it's definitely a great show, honey. And also, honey. And also, honey, since I'm definitely promoting Toya and Felicity battle for that ball, I want to see Atlanta's finest, now Brooklyn's finest. I want to see Alexis on the back of the floor for that motherfucking category. She be talking a lot of shit in that realness room, this day. So I want to see this Alexis on the back of the motherfucking floor.
Oh?
Sorry. Bitch. Yeah, sorry. New
yes,
Brooklyn's finest versus Harlem's finest on the back of the floor at that function. How you doing? But is anything else y'all want to talk about the ball? Divine, you got any takes on the ball or anything? I know you had a long weekend losing your luggage and everything.
Oh, my God. This Chicago trip was a mess for me from the start. Oh, my God. Leaving Los Angeles, getting to it with the airline stewardess and all that good shit, and I landed. We stuck on the tarmac for an hour or so. There's something wrong with the engines on the plane. They fix the shit. We get up in the air, get to my layover, and miss my connection. And then then they want to tell me that they were going to put me in a hotel. They gave me a hotel voucher and all this shit. I said, oh, y'all got me fucked up. I know y'all got something going to Chicago. I'm not staying here overnight. I said, because I'll be in jail. I didn't come all this way to be set up in a motherfucking Minneapolis overnight and miss the whole function. Y'all got me fucked the fuck up. So I was like, you know, getting the kids with the airline stewardess, so they finally went on there, fixed my shit, sent me to O'Hare. When I get to O'Hare, I was supposed to be in Midway, get to O'Hare, the people at O'Hare don't want to honor my motherfucking rental car thing, so I had to get a ride from O'Hare to Midway, get my rental car, just to find out that my baggage never made it. So I had to drive the rental car all the way to Indiana to my homegirl, Princess Brianna's house. Thank you, I love you to death. Jump in some of her little fashion and make my way to the bar only to find out I'm getting there. And this is one of the first bars that ever said they were going to start on time. It really fucking started on time. I walk in and we're in the second half. Fucking amazing. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. And I get in there, I'm like, you know, I'm feeling all, you know, feeling myself. And I look around, I'm like, bitch, it's hot as fucking here. What the fuck?
But I definitely have to commend Tayana, Tone, and Ayana. I definitely have to commend y'all for that mistake. I definitely do have to commend y'all for definitely starting your ball on time. Half an hour is definitely a grace period at most places. A half an hour, 15 minutes is definitely a grace period for most professional places. So I definitely do have to definitely commend y'all for starting your ball on time.
I definitely agree. I'm like, man, I mean, fuck y'all for doing it on the day that I come late. But that's fine. I definitely agree, though. That was hot. You started on time. That's something most girls could never do. And, you know, like Kelly said, we definitely commend you on that. Just some air conditioning.
Okay, Raven, you're back on the air.
Hello, how is everybody?
We're fine.
Okay, I was basically wanting to say congratulations and shout out to my best friend, Ayana, for having an outstanding ball and, you know, me coming out to play and everything. And I wanted to give a big shout out to my mama, Tati Couture, because she looked breathtaking. And, you know, and my family, you know, my Crystal family for coming and being in the building, you know, supporting us and everything. But, you know, I'm so glad. I just wanted to basically say that.
I know that's right, honey.
Is that all you wanted to say, Raven?
Yeah, I'll pass it on
to
Malcolm.
Okay, honey. I'll see you on Thursday, honey.
Hold on. Danny wanted to say hello.
Oh, Danny, go lay down. Okay. Thank y'all for definitely calling in, honey. I'll see y'all on Thursday, honey. Okay. The next caller we have is Alexis. You're live on the air. Alexis, you're back.
Oh, okay. Kelly, what you say now?
What happened?
No, you said something about me. What did you say?
Oh, I said that they have big girls realness at that ball.
Hold on, it's too many people talking. Say what now?
They got big girls realness at that ball coming up in a sweatsuit, honey. And I said I want to see Mother Toya versus Mother Felicity on the back of the floor. And I said I want to see Alexis 007 versus Mother Couture on the back of the floor also.
Kelly, you don't want none of this, but I'll see you at the back.
I'll see you at the back of the motherfucking runway, honey.
And this
baby, it's going to be a big girls show down in New York City in 2 weeks.
It will.
Okay, honey. Which big girl is going to stay? Will it be the big girl from Atlanta, or will it be the big girl from New York, or will it be the big girl from Atlanta versus the big girl from motherfucking Chicago? First showdown in a sweatsuit.
Kelly, you don't want none of this.
We're going to see, honey. Hold on, we got another caller. Marcus, you're live on the air. Alexis, you're still there with us. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Just want to mention this about, you know, how great the things were for the week and the party on Friday. It was an open bar, nice, you know, food. It was definitely the first time I've ever been tonight, a VIP only event. The tables were nice, started on time, you know, it was definitely top shelf liquor in the venue. So I just want to make sure you do mention the great things. You always get caught up in the things that we didn't see, but there was definitely highlights from the ball too. So, you know, congratulations to Ayana and Tayana and Tone on, you know, really stepping it up and, you know, giving us some competition to make our balls actually really nice. They definitely, you know, they definitely made sure everything was, you know, first class.
Well, that's one thing I could definitely say about Tayana Tone and Ayana, that they definitely do give you a fabulous venue that's definitely going to finish all the categories. The tables are definitely on point. I don't know, Tayana and Ayana, know what happened with the judges panel, but baby, the tables had meat on those sandwiches, honey. The judges panel, those sandwiches is vegetarian. Me and man went to go have a sandwich, and it was nothing but lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers on three of those sandwiches we picked up on the judges panel. But we definitely did. I always have a good time. Baby, my sister Tayana and Ayana and Tone always shows me a good time when I come to Chicago, and I definitely did have a good time. I was just a little hot, honey. That was it, honey.
I did too, though. No shade. I can honestly say I've had so much fucking fun this weekend. I haven't had this much fun. With this much tragedy, I'm saying for real, I enjoyed my motherfucking weekend to the fullest. Everywhere we went, everything we did, the Chicago people are very warm and welcoming, and they're partying. I mean, what more can you ask for? I had an awesome time.
I have a little more negativity that does not have anything to do with the ball. Baby, to you motherfucking girls that leave the ball and go to that after party, okay? It's not in a rush for you to get to the after party. The after party stays open till like 8, 9 o'clock. Just please take your asses back to your hotels.
or to y'all apartment or whatever and motherfucking shower, Miss Day, okay? Come up into that motherfucking little ass apartment that they had that party in this time. That apartment was too little for that party, Miss Day. And for you girls to be funky the way you was funky and all that heat, it just does not do it for me, bitch. I came through and I think I was there for about 5 minutes. I seen Fred, I seen Divine, I seen Harold. I had to go. It was too hot. This fucking 30-inch lace front was sweating, bitch. And then the girls were funky as motherfucking fuck, bitch. It was a mess.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
hotel room, your apartment, take a shower, and then change your clothes and come back. Do not leave straight from the ball after you don't roll and was all sweated up for about 4 or 5 hours and go to that party. It just does not do justice for you girls, okay? They were stupid too bad in that party. I had to go.
I was over there by the door. I was over there by that door and kept fucking with the bartender because he was mean, putting two pieces of fucking ice in a cup, charging a dollar. But it's all good. I love you.
But
Kelly and Divine, hello, wait, can I say something, you guys? This is Ayana. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that came, and I have to really, 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 you know, tip my hat off to my son, Tom Balenciaga, because, you know, he's really the marketing and promotions guy, you know, behind us, and he really, 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 you know, got the folks here and really did his thing. So I just want to commend him because, you know, a lot of y'all say our names because, of course, it's our ball, but he really does a lot of the legwork, the behind-the-scenes work that the girls don't see. So, you know, for everybody who came out to the pre-VIP party, to the club, to the ball, to the after party, it was really a phenomenal time. And just remember, anytime Tayana, Tone, and myself have a function, guarantee yourself that you are going to have a fabulous time. You're going to get your money's worth. You know, regardless of the mishaps and the little bit of a communication issue and, you know, the little stuff that happens here and there, overall, you're really going to have a nice time. So I thank everybody that came out and, you know, attended and supported us.
Yes, thank you.
Anytime.
I could have made the VIP party, bitch, okay? Let me tell you that I got another piece of negativity, too. Miss motherfucking O'Hare Airport and Dollar Winter motherfucking car mistake. Y'all need to get y'all shit together, okay? Because, bitch, there's no reason why I had to stand out there for 20 minutes and wait for the motherfucking bus to go pick up my rental car to drive all the way downtown. And then got to the airport today and had to wait another 30 minutes, bitch, and almost missed my flight to get home to drop that motherfucking car off. I got to find me another rental car place that's faster.
Kelly.
Yes.
I have a question. So I heard that Marco got beat up outside of the after hours.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Somebody said that. Somebody said Marco got knocked by somebody after hours. But I don't know because I left the after hours after 15 minutes. So if anybody out there that was at the after hours and they seen this or heard about this, can they please feel free to definitely press 1 because we need to get to the bottom of this. Because they said Marco got knocked and Marco said he didn't get knocked. And that's the same thing that happened with Marco and Neil. He said he didn't get a three-piece with a biscuit with Neil, but Neil definitely didn't give him a three-piece with a biscuit. Somebody definitely call and give us the tea on that.
Well, I don't know. I know when we got outside, there was police all out there. So, I mean, I assume something must have taken place.
What would you say in London?
I said Marco is sitting.
Marco really looked nice at the ball. She really looked nice at that ball.
Yes, they did. They said she looked like Femme Queen Big Girl's face.
She looked nice in a jeans and a T-shirt.
No, she didn't have it on at first. She didn't have it on at first, Fred. She changed.
Oh, okay.
She had my long dress. Yeah,
I've got to say now, Rodney.
Yeah, no, she was dressed up when she came into the ball.
Yeah, she was dressed
up.
She had on her long dress with her wedge heels. That lead over to the side, they said.
I apologize, Marco. My bad.
She had a long hair, red bottoms.
No, she ain't having no motherfucking red bottoms, bitch. They don't make red bottoms. She had short hair and pay less. Short hair, pay less.
Bitch.
She had long hair, lopsided bottoms.
No, she didn't have long hair. It was short heel and pay less.
Ooh.
Short heel, pay less. Short heel, pay less. Kelly, you would make muscle
death. Of course you pay less to that, like that, you know?
You do that to the sister of Banana Baby of Chicago. You can't do that, Kelly.
We're
not going to do that to the Alderman assistants. Please, sorry.
Wait.
Kelly just mad because Marco going to tap her for big girl's face.
Wait. I want to put that on my Facebook page. What was that again?
Short heels pay less. Short heels. Stat. Not a tall girl.
No, he is fat bottom.
Okay. I'm not worried. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm not worried about Miss Marco tapping anything or Miss Marco coming, honey. A ball is a ball. At the end of the day, it really doesn't. I'm just doing it for fun, honey, baby.
I don't
want to hear
that shit no more.
Those motherfucking devils, honey. But those devils that out there, those devils that's working, Mr. Those devils and his motherfucking disciples and his minions. Mr. Y'all need to stop, Mr. Girl. Like, a girl, I praise a good God, Mr. And he will never let y'all bring me down. And y'all know exactly who y'all are, and y'all know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay?
Kelly, I got tea that you can't take Marco because she's your rival sister.
Mr.
Girl.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna make this statement, and I'm going to say this. A bitch ain't never got to motherfucking call me out, bitch. A bitch ain't got to never motherfucking call me, bitch. I don't need to be called out by anybody to say who Kelly is. And when I come in the building, a last name or not, I am, okay? That's the real tea mistake. And the girls want to feel fired and try to try it. And the girls got to remember, Miss Thing, I'm the same sign as the girls, Miss Thing, and we work the same motherfucking way, bitch, but I'm just fabbing my motherfucking way.
My favorite category of the night?
I didn't have no favorite category of the night, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I love that what Raven did to open up the ball. I think that was a great way to open up a ball. And my highlight from the night was when Mother Tati came out, Miss Thing, and she opened up those motherfucking wings, Miss Thing. And when she opened those wings, bitch, everybody in the ballroom just went motherfucking crazy, bitch. That was the highlight of the motherfucking night to me, Miss Thing. And all the judges were giving her kudos, Miss Thing. And all the girls in the building went up. Like, those wings was her wand, bitch. And she just do magic, and the girls just went bananas. That was my highlight fucking night for me. And
well,
she won.
I didn't get to see everything, but from what I saw, I think I enjoyed the hell out of both film. It just feels like one thing
I didn't see both film. I was gone. I was back at the hotel relaxing, waiting for the after party.
And so you missed it because, you know, I don't know why you missed out on that. You know, Chicago is a performance city. That's one city they broke down in, baby. I love it. They put on a nice show, baby. I saw all kind of new tricks and tea, honey. It was cute.
Divine, no shade, I agree with you.
I was so tired, Divine, from getting in, and then I had to wait at the car rental place and then drive to the hotel. Then when I got to the hotel, I thought everybody was just going to sit around and relax, and I missed the VIP party. I thought the VIP party was the only party of the night on Friday, so I missed that. I didn't know nothing about the club, and then they came down to my room after they checked me in. And they said, we going to the club. And then I went to the club, and they got back from the club about 5, and I laid down for about 45 minutes. And, you know, they woke me up. Everybody woke me up because they were still up to go downstairs to, you know, that VIP dinner, Divine, at the end of the
street. Yes. Oh.
And I was up all day Saturday, so I really didn't get no sleep. So I was tired, and that's why I was ready to go.
Divine, well, I have to agree with you. This is Ayana. Divine, I agree with you. It's no shade. This is my opinion. But I should have been given $500 to the Vogue Femme because those girls really performed. And I don't know this child's name. I think he won. I think his name is Baby Corn or something.
Okay.
When I tell you, I love that child. I love her. I love her. I love her, honey.
Oh,
baby.
But y'all know I do have a motherfucking highlight, another highlight that I definitely have to definitely put a spotlight on this motherfucking boy. Mister, I don't know his fucking name, Rodney, that boy that's in your house with the blonde hair that won last night and one Saturday night.
Oh, the version.
His name is Leroy Amangar.
Oh my God, when I tell you McStang,
that's not Leroy.
His name is Kyra. Oh, I do want to speak on that on the Leroy thing. We do in Chicago, you know, they have the little mini balls and different stuff like that that he does walk and stuff like that. But like I told Ayana, it's a real ball tonight. It's, you know, a major ball. The people paid $30 to get in, and we had no choice but to do what was right.
I mean, I know, I understand. I just want y'all to chop him. Y'all could have picked it up over him, but he's kind of a special kid or whatever, and, you know, I just hope that y'all didn't chop him, but y'all did anyway, and y'all could have just picked over him. You know, to make him feel good. He's just one of those special kids we have that
right.
really love him.
Like I told him at the dinner table.
He gives me the old performance from back in the days when the girls was just soft and caught, Miss Thing. And I really live for him.
Well, my highlight of the night, actually, I love the battle between Angel and Lollipop. When I tell you those girls pulled it out, that was hot. Lollipop, Chanel, and Angel. It's Angel Prodigy, right? Angel Prodigy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even give it up. Yes, my girls took it together, but it was still hot.
And another thing that we definitely do have to highlight on and definitely talk about, we definitely got to talk about the mini ball that happened the night before. You girls, the girls need to know what team performance is. When it says team, you vote as a team. You move as a team. You catwalk as a team. You duckwalk as a team. You dip as a team. Y'all girls need to get what team performance is. These girls do not know what team performance is. House mothers and fathers, please sit down and show these girls exactly VHS tapes what team performance is, okay? Team performance is not tag team performance, okay? One person is not in a spin when the other person is in a dip. That is not team performance. That's why everybody got chopped. No, the judges was not being shady. I just don't know what a team is. Look
Kelly,
at
can I say
Tamara.
One thing?
Kevin from back in the days. I'm not going to say Tamara's name when she used to do it, but look at Tamara and Karen from back in the days when they used to walk team performance. That's what team performance is.
Kelly, can I say one thing? I just want to shout out my bestie, Raven Couture. You know, she told me she's going to come and wake it up the first category of the night, and she did just that. They could have kept the battle and all on top of each other, but definitely she woke up the building. I love you, bestie.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Jasmine Carr, who definitely went in the mini ball last night from the $200 plus the $5 pot. Definitely got to give her a big shout out. She definitely did come to Chicago and let her presence be known that she was definitely in Chicago. So big shout out to her. Definitely a big shout out to Chaos Mizrahi for definitely turning it out. Definitely a big shout out to Angel Prodigy. Definitely a big shout out to all the other girls that walked. I don't know y'all.
Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic and all the girls that walked and all the girls that came out. Y'all girls definitely did come out for the $200. But the team thing, y'all wasn't doing it. But the single performance, y'all girls definitely didn't vote, Miss Thing. They definitely, I have fun.
Yes, they did.
The only thing I didn't like about that mini ball last night was that motherfucking bang on the door, bitch. I thought after that bang, they was going to start shooting through that motherfucking garage door, bitch.
That was the security, Kelly. But I want everyone to thank Kelly that was stopped for the $500 team performance to give you guys a chance to get $250 out of that. It was Kelly, you know, that said, we're trying to open it up. Since they didn't bring it right, just give them $250, which we did all agree on. So I want to.
It was really $300, Tayana. They got
$300. Was it $300? Oh, yeah, plus five. You're right.
Yes, and those girls definitely did. They vogue, bitch. I tell you, they vogue, bitch. It was hot, bitch. And those girls definitely did vogue, bitch. They came out and they was not playing. They was going hands for hands, spins for spins, dip for dip.
Yes.
It was definitely a performance worth paying $300 for, Miss Thing. It wasn't one of those, we just going to spin and dip. But those bitches was giving hands and flips and dips and everything. It was definitely cute. And you know and who else I love, Miss Thing? Oh, my God, bitch.
It went.
Rio Prodigy. Oh, bitch. He is just so sexy and dark red and chocolate, Miss Thing. German black chocolate, honey. Oh, shit.
baby. It went down in there, baby. It was going down in the garage, baby. I loved it. I really fucking loved it.
I like that little place. Is really cute.
It was. Wait a minute. I got to leave Mercedes. You step on that motherfucking patio. You tried that, Mercedes. Go slide motherfucking off up there and throw this thing up there. That was late.
I mean, it was definitely cute. I definitely did enjoy myself. And Divine and those girls that was on that panel that kept making it 3-3 and sending the vote down to me to break the tie, I had to send it back to Divine.
You like that?
Girls was trying to do it 3-3. Kelly breaks the tie, so I had to send it back down to Divine a couple of times.
That was late, girl. That was late. Oh, but wait a minute, bitch. You missed the crowd, bro. I saw a little ice fighting there, too, on the wall. I was fucking lying, you know, and handling all of my bitch with the little ice out the drinks from the top balcony. I was wearing them out.
Yeah, Divine's in the club trying to start a riot.
Bitch, but what I tell you, I definitely do. I don't know what it is about Chicago. Chicago is the only state that I can go in on a Friday and stay into Monday. Every other state besides Chicago and L.A., bitch, I have to go the day of the ball and then come back the next day. But those two states, I could definitely go and definitely have a good time, because I could definitely say Tayana, Tone, and Ayana definitely shows a good time. Devon is definitely a great host and definitely shows a good time when I definitely come to her state. I definitely do have fun. And I do have fun when I go to D.C. with Rodney and James, too. Well, any trip with Rodney and James is fun. We always make it fun, honey.
Yes, sir. James is horrible.
Yes, James, stay off that motherfucking price line getting those hotel rooms 20 miles away from everybody.
That's because he had 3 dates, girl. He had 3 dates.
James is 20 miles away from everybody. Devon, you back. James is 20 miles away from everybody. I was gagging.
Kelly, he had 3 dates.
My bad. We're going through the hills over here.
He had three dates. At the VIP party.
Oh, so that's why he was 20 miles away from everybody.
You missed Visions, though, Kelly. You missed Visions. That was popping. I like that Visions. I'm going to have to come back for that.
I'm going to relax for a minute to make it to the airport, honey. I just barely made my flight, honey. They had to push me through security for me to make my flight, honey. I was gagging, honey. You know, my husband had to get straight off the flight to go to work this morning, honey. He had to make it back in time, honey. Well, I would have still probably been in Chicago. Probably would have stayed in Chicago until I left to go to Atlanta this weekend. Because I'll be back in Atlanta this weekend, ATL girls. I will be in Atlanta this weekend once again, honey. And then next week in Vegas.
Rodney, did you like that ice storm, boo?
Yes, yes. You know, the dudes beside me wanted to attack you. I'll be ready to attack them.
Tayana, James said to tell you that he loves you, Tayana.
I love him too.
Well, I just wanna let all of y'all girls know that Ballroom Throwback Ball has been pushed back once again. We will let y'all know when the date is going to be, but it's going to be coming up really soon. It's not going to be next month after weekend after the awards ball. It's going to be coming up real soon. It's going to be a fucking fabulous fucking weekend in motherfucking New York City. So all of you girls, definitely look out for the motherfucking date, because it's going down with the collaboration of Ballroom Throwback, myself, and Rodney. Bitch, it's going down big time in New York City. It's going to be a party on Saturday, and then I have my big legendary cookout that I have, and invite everybody that's a friend on my Facebook, and then it's going to be the ball also. So it's going to be a fabulous weekend, and it's definitely free. Well, my cookout is definitely free for everybody to come out. You can eat for free, but y'all know my real mother will be there, and she will be selling cocktails on the side. So y'all want your cocktails, y'all get your cocktails. Then it's going to be the ball, it's going to be a party, it's definitely going to be a weekend. And that is my husband's birthday weekend, and that's my husband's birthday cookout also. So it's definitely going to go down, and it's definitely going to be popping. And ask Rodney or ask anybody that's been to the cookout, baby, we have fun, we play cards, and we party all night motherfucking long. So, honey, look out for the event, honey. I'm going to be updating Ballroom Throwback's commercial, a commercial for the cookout and everything, baby, and it's going to be going down in New York City. So, bitches, get ready, because it's going to go down.
So, tell TJ we'll be there.
And so TJ, you don't have to worry. We changed the date, so now we will be in Chicago, so you can top texting my pink phone. I mean, we'll
Detroit.
Be in Detroit, so you can stop texting my pink phone, TJ. We will be in Detroit. We changed the date, so we will be in Detroit for your ball. So stop texting my phone, okay?
Okay.
We will be in Detroit to support you, TJ. We have a caller from Skype on the phone line. Caller, you're live on the air. Caller 83.
Hello?
Yes, you're live
Hello.
On the air.
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's going on? Who is this?
Hey, yo, this is Daniel, you know. I'm a white dude, but, you know, I like rap. I be partying all motherfucking night long, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, my God.
Bloody.
What up?
Go ahead, London. Take him, London. Go ahead. Talk with him, London.
Oh, all right, nigga. You fucking black slave piece of shit.
Oh, no. You will not do that. Being white, same nigga. We don't do that, honey. And don't forget, honey, the commercial is in the make of being made. The House of Herrera presents the House Ball on June 30th, 2012 in Chicago, Illinois. They have a lot of cash categories, over $5,000 in cash categories. They have a $2,012 cash category that will be happening, and that's open to all performance for women, drag, for the twins, for the queens. They also have another $1,000 category, Queen Sex Siren, that's sponsored by another Herrera, and they also have another $500 category that's left, and they have a $5,000 Good Queen Drag for Realness category, and then they also have another mini grand for $250, and they have another $250 category, Witch Queen and Drag category, and that's it. And it's $30 all night. It's $150. And for more information, you can contact Marco Herrera at 773-526-0. You can contact Midwest Mother Latoya Herrera at 773-739-2 for more information for the House Herrera House. Girl, you're live on the air.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on?
No, don't make it seem like you wouldn't come in here Friday to Monday.
What'd you say?
I said, don't make it seem like you ain't coming to Detroit Friday to Monday. TJ, we gonna be there. You have no choice.
Baby, I'm coming to Detroit on Saturday and I'm leaving on Sunday.
You come here Friday.
I'm coming here Friday and I'm leaving on Sunday. That was sound effects. Honey, we coming in Detroit. Me and Rodney and James is coming in Detroit, and we leaving the next day. Honey, we coming in and out.
No, you got to stay for the stay party on Sunday. The dinner and the stay party. You got to stay for the stay party. I'm having a dinner. I'm having all the food, all the drinks, everything. Having a dinner and stay party at the hotel.
Oh, you doing a whole lot, honey. I ain't say I was coming for all of that, honey. You know.
What's the hotel, TJ?
I mean, what'd you say?
What's the hotel for, the host hotel?
The host hotel is the Roberts Riverwalk. It's right on the Detroit waterfront, and that is a springtime, so you can go walk the waterfront.
We stayed
you want
at
food.
The hotel is a fool.
When?
It's a fool, daughter.
Yes, you remember the last time we were just at Jenny's Ball? That hotel is a fool. It's hard to find. You better pick another one. You better pick the Holiday Inn Express.
Well, see, the thing about it is the Holiday Inn Express on the charge of $119 plus a $40 per day parking. That hotel is willing to give me the rate, plus include y'all parking.
Okay, do what you got to do, Bill.
So, I tried to do what was easiest and more convenient for people, because I didn't want to send everybody to Southfield like we normally do, because I hate to drive myself from Southfield all the way to the east side. And yes, Tiana, I do have security outside for the parking lot at my ball.
Yes, honey.
Yes,
honey.
I just confirmed with the icon, founding father James Carr, that he would definitely be in the motherfucking building. We're coming, me, him, and Rodney is coming to motherfucking Detroit. I'm going to look online and find a cheap ticket, honey. You know, it's still time, honey. I got to find me a cheap ticket.
Yeah, but I mean, bring y'all debit cards, too.
I'm there, too.
Oh, cool.
Debit card.
Right.
Debit card for what?
For your money, for the stay game.
Baby, we ain't got to bring, baby, please, honey. I know my partner, I know my partner, Eric is not going to be there to play with Rodney. All we need to do, all me and Rodney need is $20 a piece, baby. That's all we need, because we're going to take everything else.
Exactly. Our whole trip going to be paid for.
Yes, y'all gonna sponsor our whole trip. We gonna get all our money back. All we need, we don't need our debit card, baby. You don't know who you're playing with, baby. All we need is $20, and we taking it all.
All right,
well,
I'm on the way to MGM right now. I'm
gonna
have one of these old fuckers teach me some of their tricks, yeah.
Okay, baby, I got a book of Bars and Nobles on this stage, James. Baby, you better get up on it. London, do they play spades out there in London? London
probably fell asleep.
Oh, where did London go, honey? Oh, you know, I know I know how to play spades, honey.
Yeah, I play spades.
Oh, London, you know how to play? Do they play spades in London?
Yeah, we play cricket.
I said spades, not cricket.
Oh, we play spades.
Oh, you know how to play spades?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, one day when you at a ball, you have to let us know who you are so we can get a spades game going on with you after the ball is over.
Okay, I'll make sure I buy out a secret VIP section.
Oh, okay, honey, because we definitely, we play spades and everything, girl. You need to play with us.
Love
honey. You. Honey. Just don't leave broke like they are.
Oh, baby, we ain't gonna leave broke, oh, baby. Oh, trust me, baby, we ain't leave space. Honey, baby, I'm so sorry to tell y'all, ain't nobody going to be out there. Everybody's going to be in New York. I'm not going to say where, but Rodney knows what I'm talking about. Marcus knows what I'm talking about. And Alexis knows what I'm talking about, too, honey. No one's going out there for that weekend, honey. Everybody's going to be in New York. New York is where it's going to be happening that weekend, okay? We're going to make it go down in New York City that weekend, honey, okay? We're going to break barriers in New York City that weekend, honey. Free food and a ball and a party, bitch, and aftermath ball, too, all in one weekend in New York. You can't motherfucking beat that, honey, bitch. Honey, and my legendary sister, Miss Pussy, Miss Rahi, will definitely be on the ones and the fours. Honey, with my grills, you know, I always have four grills, and my sister Pussy cooks all night long. My mother serves cocktails on the sideline, honey, for $2 or $3 cocktails, honey, so it's definitely going to go down.
Oh, bitch, Pussy cooking.
Pussy cooks at the cookout. My mother serves drinks, baby. And it's just like, you know, it's like a lot of the girls think so bad about the area where I grew up at. So it's like it's nice, and all the trade comes out from the polo grounds, and they mingle with the girls and everything. And as long as the girls are not disrespectful, the trade is nice, and Rodney can tell you about it. We have fun. When I tell you, TJ, we have so much fun. You got to come to New York for that weekend. We have so much fun. We be outside for like two, three o'clock in the morning, just cooking and partying and just doing it up. It's really a fun, you know, weekend.
Right.
And that's my husband's birthday weekend that I get every year.
It's gonna end a little earlier this year, though.
We're gonna start early this year. We're gonna start early this year because the ball is going to happen afterwards. So we're gonna start cooking around like 2-3 o'clock, and we're gonna end the cookout about 10, and give the girls about 2 hours, you know, to go home and transfer and start getting ready for the function, because the function is gonna be the same night. So we're gonna end early this year, but it's definitely gonna be fun. You're gonna have the party on Friday night, and then you're gonna have the cookout Saturday afternoon, the ball Saturday night, and then you're gonna have the aftermath ball on Sunday. So it's definitely gonna be a fun weekend.
So Kelly, your barbecue sounds like a ball. Are you going to have any categories there?
No,
we're not gonna have no categories, honey. We don't have categories at the cookout, London. We just have all the girls. I put it up on Facebook.
Are you playing
spades?
Yeah,
we play spades and everything.
I'm in the house. You know what other game you should try to find, which is Over Pekino.
Oh, yeah, I love to play Pekino, and I also love to play Tunk, too. And my girlfriend, Miss Tony Milan, is back in effect, honey, and we're going to also bring the chess board out, so if anybody know how to play chess, they can play chess also.
Since you
want to
play
chess, I'm definitely a chess player. I can't wait for that.
And you're playing grown-up games. We're having a bid wits.
I'm not playing a little Big Wish too. I play Tunk, I play Big Wish,
yes.
Honey, I play Pinochle, I play it all, honey. I used to be with the old ladies, honey,
watching them play,
honey. I plays it all.
Now this one's gonna take you back real, real far. Probably before any of y'all was born. Who played Pity Pat?
We can play Pity Pat too, honey. I play Pity Pat too.
What's the other one, Pinochle?
What is it?
I love to play some Pity Pat, and then you play $5 a hand, and then $5 high card, and then you play $5 pat on the side too.
You better know what you're talking about. That's right.
I play, baby. I play,
yeah.
Buddy.
I know that.
We have some fun that weekend, honey.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
So go on, get ready, because it's definitely going to go down, and we definitely going to have a lot of motherfucking fun, honey, that weekend, honey. I can't wait for all of you to definitely come out, definitely have some fun, and just have a good motherfucking time, honey.
Yes, I can't wait. All I need is a cup of ice so I can storm the girls. I'm going to be aiming for Rodney.
Divine,
I'm not giving you no more Patron, Divine.
Why?
You didn't do it.
Patron makes me let my hair down.
You put too much chaser in it. Oh,
nigga, you had that shit taste like gasoline. Burned all the way down. I mean, my stomach hurting this shit up. Like,
so
you
let me ask you something, Divine.
They don't drink fire.
They didn't have any. I'm sorry to cut you off, Divine. They didn't have any streetwear categories or sneaker versus sneaker or anything like that?
At the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
And what did they bring?
BJ Khan won streetwear, and
LaVell Balenciaga.
LaVell won sneaker versus sneaker, right?
Yeah, LaVell sneakers was hot. Yeah, I like those sneakers.
Somebody tell them to post them. I want to see what they look like. Tell them to post them if you didn't take them back yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And RJ one foot in eyewear.
RJ one foot in eyewear. That's cute.
Ante Hermes.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Not that I'm being shady, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Has he ever been to New York?
Yeah.
Ante?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that one up. Okay.
Yes,
now, what about the Sex Siren? How was that?
The Sex Siren, Balenciaga, one Catboy, Ebony, one Junior, and Balenciaga, one Senior. That's going to be a debate that's going to be coming up real soon, too, so... We'll wait on hell for that debate.
Really?
Why
would that
be
a debate?
That's the Femme Queen Sex Siren category. Who was that girl that came out there that got chopped against Mother Toya? I mean, LaToya Herrera. Who was that other girl?
She was an Elon.
She was all Miss Spain, girl. She don't need to work. Nobody Sex Siren. There's no shade, Miss Thing. There's no shade, Miss Thing. She looked like she just got those titties done the night of the ball.
Ooh, why they look hard like rocks, girl? They said they look like a bag of nickels sitting in a ball.
They look hard like rocks, Miss Thing, and then her face, Miss Thing, I don't know, her makeup and everything, it just wasn't right, Miss Thing, and then she didn't know. I don't understand how people get people. This is what I don't understand. I know, like, certain categories, like the woman categories, you know, we're allowed to get the straight cunts to come and walk these categories and all types of things. But when you get these people to walk these categories, you have to sit down and Let them watch videos. Teach them how to sell it and everything. Just don't send them out there, Miss Thing. It looked like I was a femme queen and never washed the ball before, and they just send her out there, and she looked lost in the sauce.
Oh, you can tell that was her first. You can tell that was like she was kind of new. You can definitely
tell.
Yeah,
you could tell that she never walked the wall before. They found her someplace, and they knew that she. They thought that she was from that category. She, you know, she needs to mom a little more, let her titties drop because it looked like she just got a guy. Teach her how to sell it more, and maybe she'll be able to get through. But that Saturday, no, ma'am.
Right.
You know what?
Just because you're fuckable don't make you sexy.
Kelly, you know what I didn't hear y'all say, which was really good? There were no fights at the ball this weekend, and everybody was pretty content.
It was no fights, no arguments, no nothing.
That was good. That's like three balls in a row.
Especially for Chicago. But you know what? No shade. Tiana's function is usually, she usually keeps a tight wrap on her shit. So I will honestly say that that's one thing I do. I will say that I will come to a Chicago ball if it has her name on it. And now that Ayanna participated in one of your events, I will definitely do it again. But, you know, certain girls, honey, I already know they don't control their shit. Erica, this is like the second Chicago ball that I've ever been to that didn't end in a fight. And I've been to Chicago at least 10 times, and every time I've gone, the ball has ended in a shambles.
Yeah, it was definitely a cute ball. No fights, no altercations, no arguments, anything. And you know,
but
I went up there and I went up there very respectfully and very peacefully and made my statement, and they corrected it, and it was done. It wasn't nothing.
Most of the time at my daughter's ball, I'm always that extra security staff on duty.
Okay.
The undercover marshal on the plane.
So you can say that whole security presence also helps a lot?
Oh, yeah, it does. When they're doing their job and not trying to steal and scam themselves.
Right. Yeah, because the security was set of letting people on the side here for $20.
Oh, really?
Very much like what I do at the lab. You know what I'm talking about?
Like Sean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I got my 20.
Yes. Oh, mistake.
Hey, honey. Please, honey.
Yeah, I enjoyed that definitely. I like I said, most of Tiana's ball, I mean the majority of any ball that I've gone to that Tiana's name on it, it's definitely, I know it's going to be a safe event. And even if they do, a little something breaks out, I'm not going to run behind Tiana, and I'm very safe.
So let me ask you, Divine, how's your event coming?
Oh, awesome. We just up, yes, for everybody that don't know, open to all days have just been up to $2,000. And we still have 1,500 for Sex Island and 1,500 for performance.
Back up, sweetie. Can we get this clarity on this open to all face?
Everybody.
When you say open to all, can we get a clarity on it now? Let's get some clarity.
It means open to all. No matter what you are, you fuck face if you have face. Man, woman, butch queen, butch.
Okay.
Did y'all catch the key word in that sentence? You must have face.
Yes, you must have faith. Oh, and the commentators won't be running my ball because I'll be sitting right there with, I mean, not my ball, but they won't be running this ball. I'll be sitting right there with Rico along with Shine, and we will be making sure that what we said and what we asked for is what will be done. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of girls probably won't even make it to the judges' panel because we said we'll be looking them up and down before they even allow to get to the judges' panel, and we'll let you know whether you can even be judged for 10.
Wow. Somebody just sent them a question, Divine, and they want to know if the judges chop somebody, does the chop stand, or will y'all overturn chops?
No, if the judges chop somebody, the only way we will overturn a chop is, I mean, I'm not going to say even overturn a chop, but if the judges chop them and weren't clear about the situation and then had a clarity, the judge changed their mind, that's on them. But I respect my judges because I only be putting people up there that are honorable in their decision, so we won't be having the riffraff. And in the case that a judge does make a funny decision, we'll just go ahead and allow them to remove themselves. We'll ask you to remove yourself, or then we'll have you removed. Either way, but you'll get your ass off that panel if you fuck it up.
know that's right.
Okay. So keyword, if you don't pick the Chanel, you're out of there. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, don't put that out.
But
don't put that out.
I'm just playing. Everybody knows I don't get into that shit. I'm a fair bitch. Straight up. No joke. But like you said, as far as that goes, yeah, we're not going to have the real slap on the panel. You know, and one thing about my panels, I like to do an extended panel. I like to have 11 judges or more, so two or three girlfriends cannot, you know, make a, you know, change the path of which is righteous. So, you know.
Now, do you think having 11 judges, you're going to have 11 judges, the same judges for the whole night?
Of course not. We'll rotate them.
Oh, so you're rotating 11 judges is what you're saying?
Yes.
So it's not going to be 11 judges.
Up there at a time. It might be 11 plus. It depends on how many actual houses are in the building. But one thing that I know about Tinted to Touch and Mexican Joe, Joe honors any with all the people in the house that buy the table. He will automatically make sure you have a spot on the judges panel. That's one of his stipulations, and I respect that.
Okay.
So if your house and you buy a table, then you'll definitely have a spot on the panel.
Wow, sounds really good. You are really putting a lot into this. A lot.
Well, you know, we try to. Well, my thing is, being that we're from the West Coast, we want to do things respectable and try to keep the anarchy of the bar system up. We want everybody. We want to do bars that are, you know, more futuristic and pushing toward things that we think are fair and righteous for the times that are going on right now, you know, because a lot of things with time, things have changed with balls, with situations, but then we have these same rules, and sometimes the rules don't apply to what's going on now, you know, because categories change, and so do expectancy. So with that being said and done,
so,
we want to make sure that, you know, we keep
intact
with what's going on now.
You ready for Vegas?
Right, I'm so jet lagged. It's no shade. I'm gonna be 100%. I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. I'm only in New York City on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for this whole month. That's the only time I'm in New York City. I was in Atlanta the first weekend of the month. I was in Chicago this weekend. I'm back in Atlanta this weekend again. I'm in LA and Vegas next week on Wednesday. I'm in LA on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then I'm in Vegas Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And then back to New York.
Wow.
And that's going to be the first week that I'm in New York for a full week is at the end of the month.
Child, you travel more than Wendy Williams.
Right.
Okay. It is so crazy, baby. Like, baby. And the only trip, my husband wanted me to Chicago, and my husband's going with me to Vegas because he loves Divine, honey. So, baby.
Yes,
he's going to Vegas for Divine, honey.
Yeah.
He ain't going to miss that trip, bitch. He told me I could keep him home for the rest of the trips as long as he gets to L.A. and to Vegas with Divine, because Divine got that good shit for him, honey.
That's
baby.
My
he don't give a fuck about no other trip but going to see motherfucking Divine.
Yes, brother, I love you. I cannot wait. You know we're going to do it right when you get out here. We're going to get that good prescription going.
Honey.
And that medication laid out, baby, nothing but that pure green. But I can't really. I'm so excited about Vegas. When I tell you the hype is everywhere. So many people have been inboxing me in my ear about walking, and you know they're gonna be there. They're getting their tables. They're getting those dressing rooms. Don't forget those dressing rooms are $50 if you want space to dress, to get yourself together in your own space. Curtains in there, water, towels, a couple of refreshments. Make sure you hit me up. You can inbox me on Facebook. We do accept Green Dot, or you can get somebody from your house to meet me in person and take care of that. It's a first come, first serve. I only reserve 10 dressing rooms, and the first 4 are already gone. So get on top of it, ladies and gentlemen, because it's definitely going to be popping.
Baby, it's going down in Vegas, honey. It's going down, honey. Baby, I just can't wait to get to Vegas, honey.
Make sure everybody, make sure that you have your black and white for the black and white party that's directly after the ball. That's the last party of the whole weekend, and we're going to party it the fuck out, baby. No shade. We're going to tear Vegas down.
I'll be there.
Unless you have that black and white.
You're coming to London? You're going to be in Vegas?
Of course I'll be there, yeah.
And I know why you did your 5 P's, didn't you?
Yes, I'll be there, of course.
Uh-huh. I know that's
yeah.
Right.
Ruby, are you coming, Ruby?
I'm going to surprise you. I'm not telling you if I'm coming or if I'm not coming.
Oh, Ruby, don't play me like that. I want to make sure I'm ready for you. You know, I have to be ready for you.
Well, let's just say Fashion Week was good to me this year, so we'll see.
I love it.
Yes.
Yes, honey. London, are you going to introduce yourself to us on at next weekend in Vegas?
Maybe, you know, a randomly select mountain people, you know.
No, really, what I think you should go around and do like you did me and take pictures next to people and of people all night, right up on them and just
yes.
Let everybody know that you are right
yes.
up on them and they will not look. Because you got me with that. When you took that picture of me and posted that and I couldn't believe you were that close to me and I don't remember or could not recall, I was so thrown by that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, I love that about you, London. I'm glad we have an argument this week. I missed you. How you been?
I know. I miss you, too, and I love you.
Most deaf.
So, Kelly.
Yes?
We don't have a break in between tonight? There's no commercials?
Oh, yes. I didn't even play it. It was just so heated. It was just so heated, but definitely.
I missed it. I'm so glad.
All the commercials are definitely going to be played in between tomorrow night with you and Nicole, and they're definitely going to be played on Wednesday night during the state of emergency. Monday night, it gets so hectic on Monday night, and so much be going on. We don't be having time for the commercials because it just be so hectic. That's why I usually play them in the beginning, and I play them at the end of the show because it be so much going on. It be just like everything. Monday night is one of those shows that just be out of control, and it's not nothing that's, you know, like with you and Nicole, everything is just so, you know, organized and to the point, you know, because, you know, you got the backing, you know, you got the big boss, she's running everything, you know, on Wednesday night, she runs everything also, and so, you know, it just be hectic over here on Monday, baby. I be having
okay,
papers and so I be having so many emails, things open, and Facebook and everything. It get hectic over here, so I be forgetting half of the night.
You be multitasking down.
I be multitasking down, and I'm not. When I tell you I'm going to be one of those, I said honest, Jasmine's been telling me for the long time that I need to get another computer, another headset, and everything. If you see the way when Jasmine does the show on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when she does the show, y'all would gag if y'all see Jasmine motherfucking set up, bitch. It's like going into her motherfucking studio. Bitch got her big-ass motherfucking 32-inch screen in front of her. This bitch got four other screens up on the motherfucking wall, and all her shit is just like you just touch a button or touch something, and she can throw the shit up on the other motherfucking screen. I ain't got all of that. I got this 127-inch screen. I got to do everything from this screen. I don't got those six screens where I can throw everything. You can see got the switchboard up here. She got the intros here. She got this there on one screen. It's crazy. It's some hot shit.
Yes,
she got some hot technology. I get there yet.
I get live, Jazzy.
Be there.
Yes, Jasmine, I get live. You know what? And we want to stay on top of Jasmine Ann because, you know, she said she might be coming to Vegas, so we're going to have to keep pushing for that, Jasmine. You're supposed to hit the West Coast, and this is the premier time to do it. That's the biggest event that we've had so far, Jasmine. Don't let us down, honey. Come show your face.
Yeah.
Was that
an
egg,
maybe?
Yeah, that's
that
drama.
Like,
yeah. You have
to wait
baby,
to see.
Let me tell you, baby, it's going down, honey.
You own us. You didn't gave away money in city to city and did collections to here and there. And LA and the West Coast has not had a chance to grace your presence, Jasmine. You must. I'm going to campaign for that. I'm going to make everybody post on their Facebook page. Bring Jasmine.
No, I was just thinking, Divine, you need to get the fuck out of my head, Divine. I was just thinking the same thing, Divine. We need to start a poll on Facebook, Divine. 2013 Collections Ball in Los in L.A.
Ooh.
We need to start a poll for that.
Can somebody tell me how to start a poll on my motherfucking Facebook page? I don't know how to do the polls like the girl. Collections Ball 2013 in motherfucking L.A.
Yes, baby. Jasmine, come to
the
ball.
I'd rather she do it in Alabama.
Oh, London, see, you were just getting along.
London, you are Kiki, London. Why Alabama?
You know, all the Fab Girls live out there.
I'll fuck you up. But no, that's what we need to know. No, actually, no shade, Miss Thing. It's not just L.A., Miss Thing. I love L.A. and I love to go to a ball, Miss Thing. Somebody has to show me how to do a poll, Miss Thing. The Collections Ball has been in Atlanta, Virginia, and has been in New York City, okay? Let's take the collection. That's my sister. Sit down. Let's take the Collections Ball on the road. Somebody needs to show me how to do a poll, Miss Thing. Every other state except the states that the Collections Ball has been in, what other states would y'all like to see the Collections Ball in? And, you know, Jasmine is definitely a person that likes to take them on her balls and things, and she definitely in her soul into her ideas and categories. So whatever state would you like to see in the ball in besides the three states that it was already in, and what would you like the theme of the ball to be? Give Jasmine some ideas, girls. Somebody show me how to set that up on my Facebook page so we can get the voting polls open. Let's do that. Let's help Jasmine out. Because y'all would gag how this lady sits here for a whole year before the ball, bitch, and start busting her ass, Miss Thing, on thinking about ideas and everything, bitch. We be on the phone, bitch, just like if we was on the radio show, we hours of the night thinking about these things. So let's help Jasmine out this year. The Collections Ball is coming around the corner in less than a couple of months away. Let's get it.
Yes. It needs to be the Collections meets the Wild Wild West.
Honey, let's get it, honey. So somebody hit me up on Facebook and show me how to do the poll on my Facebook so I can definitely deal with, honey. Let's get it done, honey. Let's work it out. Let's help Jasmine out, honey. Let's take a little stress off this lady's hand, honey. Baby.
Yeah.
Because I would love to see the ball in California, Miss Thing. That would be really cute. The collectors
in
California, Miss Thing.
Yes.
Girls, no,
yes.
y'all could definitely get cheap tickets, baby. You know, Jasmine always give y'all months in advance for her ball. And, bitch, you get you a cheap ticket to go to L.A. for like $100, bitch, each way.
So
honey, because my ticket to go to L.A. when I'm leaving, honey, was only $141, honey, each way.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
$141. You want to be like
Kalaki
Scream
Tour. Kalaki what?
Like a Coletti Ball Scream Tour.
Yeah. That'd be good. That would be so cute. Somebody just sent me the thing, honey. I'm not computer illiterate, honey. I know how to do this shit, honey. And somebody just sent me the link how to do the poly thing, but I'm not to do this shit, honey.
But it's
I
got
to wait for my husband to come home from work in the morning, honey, and show me how to do this.
We still got to push for Jasmine to come to Vegas, Jasmine. We're on your head about that, baby. You owe this West a visit.
Yes, honey.
Yes,
somebody
God,
said hairspray the movie in the chat room. That's too simple. That's too simple. Hairspray the movie, honey.
Simple. Are you looking for?
Didn't
a
they
movie
already
theme?
Do that? Remember they did that category for Face or something? And all the girls had. I remember in New York, and all the girls had to come.
Yeah,
as,
she did. She did that. She did that for the Collections Ball. And New York City, the last time I was in New York City for, I think, with the Realness with a Twist for the $5,000. That was Big Girls Realness. You had to bring it like hairspray. They said, oh, no, they said that was just a joke, Kelly. Somebody said that was just a joke.
What about Chorus Line?
Huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Chorus Line.
Tips and ass. That's
oh, yeah,
tip.
That's cute. Chorus Line, honey. Bitch.
Yes, tips and ass.
Y'all have to remember when y'all think about these things and y'all inbox Jasmine. I'm telling y'all, inbox this lady on Facebook. If y'all friends were on Facebook, Jasmine Couture, CEO on Facebook, and inbox her y'all ideas. But y'all got to remember, when y'all think about y'all ideas, y'all got to remember the last five collections ball. She does not repeat categories or things that happen. So y'all have to remember all the categories and all the different grand prizes. Inbox ideas that y'all have never seen her do before. Not something that y'all have seen or y'all heard that she has done. Inbox her new ideas.
Oh, so you want new ideas.
Yeah, new ideas. Y'all definitely have to inbox new ideas. I mean, when I tell Devon and when I tell y'all, lady, goes so hard with these categories, child, and stresses out so much. I just don't know. I give her my hands to her, when I tell you, I read her soul down, because I'm the type of person, I know my name is strong and everything, but I know a lot of girls don't like me. So I'm going to make it my business to make sure I come into the door with my cash already just in case the girls don't show up. Jasmine knows her, the power that she has in her name to take and work as hard as she does, to take and come in the building with her cash, but she still makes it her business to walk in that door with that money. And and I just got to get my hats off to her.
That's right.
Okay. Because if she busts her ass like Kelly, I'd be like, Jasmine, you know the girls are going to come. All you need is 350 people in there to pay this $10,000 out. Jasmine, you don't need to take it coming in with the got to come in there with my $10,000. You never know what's going to happen, girl. Yeah, it'd be too much. I don't know how she do it. I can't deal with honey.
I
got a
Why don't we do more icon categories? We still want to see it. And, you know, the icons get out there and do their thing.
Yes. What would you say? Yeah, I do too. London, what would you say, baby?
I was saying someone sent me a message and said, wasn't she supposed to do $5,000 Big Girl's Face?
$5,000 Big Girl's Face. I don't know about that category.
I thought she did that already.
Oh, she didn't do that. They tried to do it in Atlanta. It was never done. It was never done successfully. The girls never got a chance to walk. But would it be Big Girl's Face? Would it be for the drag, the femme queen, the content, everything?
Or you know what I think would be an over-category? Femme queen face with a butch queen partner that compliments them, but both of them have to have an overput, the production has to be over, and it must consist of a nasty, wicked back piece.
I want to see femme queen face like that with a butch queen, but you have to be brought out by an icon that sees you.
That's cute too.
I want to see face without paint.
That's a waste. That's a waste of giving our money.
Okay.
No, you got girls that can do it. You got girls that can do it.
Coco.
Baby, you know what I want to see?
You know who would make a nice couple? Coco and what's the child name that was in the finals for the 5,000? Exotic.
Oh.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Team Face, okay?
Yeah.
And I want it to be either one woman or one femme queen with a butch queen, but they must add a big girl on their motherfucking team.
Ooh.
And they come out and they battle for the $5,000. But catch it, they're coming out as a team, and they're battling for the $5,000 as a team to slay everybody else on all the other teams. But then once they're the last team standing, they're no longer a team. Now all three of them must battle for the $5,000.
Ooh.
Oh, that's hot.
Hey, someone said they want to see $5,000 magic stick. They said Bobby
won
$1,000 Hulu in 5K.
I want to see $5,000 new face, new girl.
London. They had that category. They had that category in Chicago years ago, honey. When the kids had to come out for $500, and who had the biggest piece in Chicago?
Oh, I remember that.
It was a category. Grandpa's with the Bobby and Ray.
Oh yeah, when they had Celebration.
Yeah.
Yes, celebration, honey. And he came out and slayed all the children, honey. The girls wasn't ready for him to pull that python out of his pants.
Yeah.
We called it magic stick.
Baby.
Oh, no, they would gag if a film queen came out there and did that to them girls, so everybody would grab a bucket and barf in it.
Mr. Bitch, if a film queen did that, bitch, I'm running off the judge's panel like I did last night when he started banging on that door.
Let me ask you something.
There's not much femme queens that can do that anymore.
Kelly, you would know the
girl,
answer
please.
To this.
Open
and Rodney.
London, they all in Atlanta.
Rodney gone, his phone dropped off.
Okay, Kelly, you would know the answer to this. Who had the first ball where Butch Queen bodies ever walked and took it all off?
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. I forgot the child's name, bitch. I forgot his fucking name, bitch. And, girl, it caused a fucking uproar, bitch.
It was me, bitch, at the Mark Ballroom. Remember?
Bitch.
And that's when Andre was a Mizrahi, the videographer, remember? You remember that night? And all
yes, I remember that night. You know what? Another category that would be hot, too? Would be Butch Queen Sex Siren. You sexy, bring it like you was just born. Honey, that means when they come out, they're coming out for Sex Siren doing nothing on.
Ooh.
Yes, your beard naked Sex Siren.
Now, you know what you can give them?
For $5,000.
You want Sex Siren in your birthday suit?
No, it could be
your birthday suit, Divine.
No, it could be
Sex Siren. They will eat it if they come out of an egg.
What did you say, Divine, in London?
I said, what you said? You said sex out in your birthday suit?
Yes.
That's true.
I'm saying sex
siren.
If they come out in the egg, they will eat it. Sex siren, sheer illusion. You must have a chiffon wrap in order to walk, but your wrap must be see-through. See the illusion of black, white, and red chiffon?
Baby.
Hmm.
I see London idea too, bitch, coming out in an egg, bitch, like you're just being born. And you're sexy,
somebody
bitch.
Did something like that for Sex Siren once. Oh, no, the child did got milk. He did got milk, and he came out, and he poured the milk all down him and opened his underwear up, and it went all down his underwear and everything.
But somebody just texted my red phone, and they said they liked that idea for the three-way battle for the $5,000. They said that was a good idea.
I like that. I like that, too. That's cute.
That would definitely eat it, bitch. That would definitely eat it. And then you know what? And, bitch, and then you take it, you put the twist on it. You do the little redemption twist. If you get sat down, honey, everybody on your team can put in $20 and come back for a battle, Miss Day, and keep it going. So, bitch, if you have at least a couple of other teams that walk, bitch, at least 10 to 12 other teams, and they put in $20, if they get sat down and lost, they come back, bitch, that category alone can go up to about $10,000, $5,000 from the promoter, and then all the girls put in their
$20. That category sounds so hot, but I'm just so glad you're doing it on the radio because there's only maybe two people in the world that could pull that off. So anybody that's thinking about stealing that idea, they're going to have a coin or get together with four other people.
Yes, honey. That would definitely be a great idea, bitch, because the girls would definitely come out to play, bitch, and I would love to see the girls from back in the days come out and play. I would love to see Brian be on somebody's team. I would love to see Ajanae be on somebody's team. All the girls, bitch, come out, bitch, and play, Miss Thing. You know who I would definitely power my top team that I would love to see walk that category? My team, it would be Brian Infinity, Ajanae Milan, and Portia Milan walk that category together.
Yes.
That's definitely a fire-ass motherfucking team, Miss Thing. And then all three of them slay all the other girls, and then the last three stand, and then they got to battle each other for the motherfucking cash, bitch.
Come
here as a team, bitch, but we only one of us is leaving out of here with that motherfucking coin.
Right. I know that's right. Mm-hmm.
Or another category would be
bitch, you and your motherfucking rival must walk together, Miss Thing, and slay all of the girls for motherfucking face, Miss Thing. And at the end, you and your rival must battle. Any bitch that had a hot motherfucking battle and think that that bitch shouldn't have won over her, they must pair up together tonight and come out and slay the competition.
Oh, I got one. Time out to show us your legacy. One mother, one daughter, wait a minute. Grandmother, mother, and a daughter. You got to bring out three femme queens, honey. Everybody has to know this is your mother, this is your grandmother, and this is your daughter.
Past,
and bring your legacy, honey.
Past, present, and future.
Yes, Laura.
Definitely cute. Any callers that's on the phone line and y'all have any ideas, y'all can feel free to definitely press 1. The lines are still open. We'll definitely take your call, honey. Bitch. We are definitely here. We'd like to hear some of y'all advice and some things, bitch. Come on, hi, girls. Let's get it, honey. Help the girls out, honey. Y'all don't know, bitch. I'm telling y'all, bitch. This lady be stressing hard when she be making these categories and wording these categories and everything, baby. She be on it. Honey, let's help her out, honey. It ain't even got to be for the grand prize category. Y'all, if y'all think of other categories that y'all just think about for the night, Miss Thing, bitch, y'all can help her out with that. You know what I told her? An idea that I had for her that she needs to do, bitch. And so any girls out there that steal this idea, we already know where y'all stole it from, Miss Thing, girl. And we're going to read y'all down, Miss Thing. I told her she needs to do Jasmine's favorite things like Oprah does. Bitch, what do y'all think about that?
That sounds cute.
That sounds really cute.
Hello,
Alexis, you're live on the air.
Hello. This is Marcus. Kelly, that idea is mine. That has been put out in the underground. You cannot steal my idea.
What idea is yours?
Me and Rodney were having our favorite things ball. We pushed it back because of the Herrera ball. Do not.
Baby, me and Jasmine has talked about this over a year and a half ago. I told her she should have did that for the last collections ball, but she went with
the
movie theme.
For the last collections ball, but me and Rodney put it out there.
Oh, baby. Boo.
When's somebody going to do it?
What'd you say, Devine?
I said, well, when's somebody going to do it?
Oh, well, I just got an IM from the CEO, and she said, Jasmine's doing that. Hold on, because you know the CEO is still at work. I mean, that's why she didn't come on the phone line. She's texting. She gave it away. That's 2 years in the making, Marcus.
Well, she didn't put it out there. Me and Rodney did.
Got it. Baby, she said that has been 2 years in the making, and she's texting again. Hold on. That's, you know, she's still at work, honey. That's why she ain't come on the line. Hold on, she's still texting. She's texting right now. She's writing, honey. Hold on, I'm waiting for her to see what comes up next. Honey, she is typing down, honey. And this one is going to be a long message because she's still typing. Honey. She said, we can have a favorite things, no shade. Wait, she's typing again. My favorite versus your favorite.
Oh. My favorite, well, actually, my idea was me and Rodney, so it'll be my favorite versus my and Rodney's favorites versus her thing. But we wouldn't do that. I mean, if it's her idea, but we did, I don't want you to think that, let's say she didn't do it and then you saw it a year later. Like, we stole the idea because, Kelly, you did see what me and Rodney posted. We just
I did, but me and Jasmine, I've been trying to get her to do that for the longest, honey. Baby, but this lady is so motherfucking, so fucking.
That sounds like it was your idea, not her idea.
No. It was her idea, and I told her, I said, I see it, bitch. Because, you know, when I think about Jasmine, I think about, you know, her and being ready to open up the door we've seen and the things that she's doing, so. Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
yes.
Jasmine.
Hi. As far as Jasmine's favorite things, that was brought up to me around 2 years ago, but I'm not going to compete if somebody But that was brought up to me by D Dollars in Washington. He told me that a long time ago, that I should do something similar to what Oprah does as far as the, you know, my favorite things. I always thought about it, but I never ran with it.
We want Jasmine to Vegas.
Oh, my God. These fucking
boys. We all can have favorite things. You guys can have your favorites. I can have my favorites. And
no,
that can
it's
be
not
a
the
whole
same
new
when
trend.
Somebody else does it. I don't like stealing ideas. We like to be originators. So do I.
That's probably why I never ran with it, because it was, you know, someone else's suggestion.
I suggest you come to Vegas, Jasmine. Don't be ignoring me. You know, I'm going to have everybody on Facebook hit your page up and be like, we want you in Vegas.
I'm coming. Can I surprise people?
Okay. What?
You might have to find me in one of those casinos, girl.
Well, baby, I ain't going to nobody motherfucking casino. I know that. Baby.
But remember what you said, Kelly. You said take exactly how much you need, or was that Rodney that said that?
But I'm not going to nobody casino, honey. I might take $20 or $30 and go to the casino, and after that's done, it's done, bitch. I'm going to party and everything.
Just slot machines at the ball.
And then after being in Chicago this
Who
weekend,
who said there's slot machines at the ball?
I did. There are slot machines at the ball.
Oh no.
The
girls are going to spend their entry fee. They won't be able to get into the ball.
No, you got to pay your entry fee outside. at the booth, at like a theater booth.
Oh,
and
wow.
That would be so late, Miss Thing. The girls spent all their money, Miss Thing, at the motherfucking, at the casino, Miss Thing, and they're standing outside waiting for somebody to try to help them to get into the ball.
No, the gag is one of the girls go out there and hit one of them stupid-ass jackpots and comes back with $100,000 or $300,000. I'm going to want a piece of that. Like, girl, you haven't even been out there unless we do this function, girl. Can I get a quick five or some money?
I need to take my little $20, Miss Thing, and go hit something, Miss Thing, and win a good, like, little $10,000 and be like my sister, honey, and come in and tell Divine, well, I'm going to make the motherfucking face category $4,000 tonight.
Ooh.
Yes.
I want to throw another $2,000.
Well, Callie, rumor has it that you're supposed to be coming down there with a surprise for a category that you want to sponsor.
Oh, I don't know, honey.
They said Kelly said,
I know I'll be in Vegas, honey, with my children. We're coming to Vegas, honey.
They said Kelly said she's going to come down and just say, you know what, I'm going to add to this pot.
I mean, we never know, honey.
Well,
you know, that is the couture way and the couture legacy, you know.
How you
honey,
doing?
You never know, honey. That's the way the couture's give it up, honey. You never
make
know.
Make it hot. Make it hot.
Come down in the building this thing, and the girls think that they're working. The girls think they're working for one thing and come out for another thing.
Can I get some sound effects on that one?
What? Why are you gonna give me sound effects? Switchboard. We need no sound effects, okay?
Maybe. Oh, Jasmine, let me ask you a question since you're on the line. How do you feel about the great reviews of the weekend, the ball this weekend, not having any balance, and everybody, you know, had a great time?
We will talk about that this Wednesday on the State of Emergency show. Please tune in at 11:30 p.m. when we're talking about balls and events. From judges' panels to the writing categories to participation to commentators. To everything that happens at a ball and all the events that happen there that is causing us to be under so many wraps. The State of Emergency Show, Episode 5, Kelly, this Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Mark, if you are a promoter, I would love if you are a part of the panel that night.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely. We need all the promoters up there, honey.
Mark is so silent for that. Mark
is. I have to clear that with my PR team. I have a ball coming up in less than 2 months. I have to clear that with my PR team. They've been upset with my actions this weekend. Maybe this is a way of
redeeming yourself.
Let me be clear. For the record, I don't feel like I have to redeem myself because I didn't show out, but, you know, I'll let that slide. But, you know, Jasmine, I love to be part of the show. You know, I think that, you know, all the defense, I really think that Shelvin and Jack ran three categories at a time because they wanted to make sure that the ball finished in a proper amount of time. You know, a lot of people think because, you know, we start balls at 12 o'clock that we can just stay in there all night. There are time constraints, and I actually appreciated them, you know, doing the categories and at least getting the people, maybe not having them be on the stage, but opening the category and closing it up. I actually appreciated it. It seemed like to me it was...
Well, we can continue that conversation this Wednesday at 11:30 p.m.
Marcus, you know what I think about that, Marcus?
Kelly.
Kelly, you're waiting for Wednesday, and we'll discuss it on Wednesday.
I think what Marcus just said, bitch, was blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. Well,
can I get that sound effect for this Wednesday at 11:30 p.m.?
I mean, you know what? I don't want to say my song no more, Miss Thang. I'm going to go download her, Miss Thang, bitch. So when I come on, bitch, and I feel some type of way, I can have my blah, 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 blah. That's going to be my, I'm about to get that for my new ringtone, honey. Because that's what I feel when the girls say stuff. That's my new thing, Miss Thang. I'm not going to sit and I'm not going to read and everything with the girls no more, Miss Thang. It's tired and it's redundant.
Well, we got 5 minutes, sweetie. So what are we
doing?
Yes,
we do got 5 minutes. Oh, no, actually, we got 2 minutes, actually. 2 minutes
and
39
seconds. I will see you in motherfucking Vegas, Demon. I love it.
Okay.
Divine, come on the show on Wednesday and talk about promotions of balls and stuff.
Well, I was on the show this Wednesday. I sat back and I was listening, but I got in the queue, but I guess you guys never got to me, so I wasn't tripping, but I did love the show. I was on.
Yeah, come on and talk about throwing the ball and all the drama at balls so we can try to square things away for the next major ball, which is yours. So maybe it could still go very successful.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody, can y'all say goodnight one by one? We got to get out of here. We got 1 minute and 53 seconds.
Good night, everyone. See you Wednesday.
Good night, everybody. Love y'all. See you in Vegas. And I will see you, I'll hear from you on Wednesday on Jasmine's show. And I'm going to invade Nicole's show tomorrow. I'll be on there behind her, Unicow.
Okay, Tayana.
Good night, everyone. Thank you guys for coming out.
Okay.
Remember, leaders lead by example, and I love you for loving me. Have a good night.
Marcus and Alexis.
Good night, everyone.
Okay, Jasmine.
Good night.
Okay, Jasmine's going to London.
Oh, night to night, everyone, and be lovely and be loved.
Okay, thank you, London. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Okay. Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when I'm definitely on the air, I love you all for loving me. Whatever alley, whatever bathroom, or whatever club you go to or you venture out in the streets tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And my new slogan for the next couple of weeks is blah, 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 blah. That's what I feel, honey, when the girls say something about me or the girls say something about my family, honey, that is what we're going to give y'all because that's what y'all sound like because it's like a recording, like a broken motherfucking record, bitches. Get over it. What's done is done. Blah, 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 blah. See y'all back here tomorrow night when Nicole and the legendary icon pioneer R.R. Chanel will be definitely on the air with another positive topic. Bye-bye.